free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, August 19th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. We have some good First Amendment news today. First of all, we've had Laura Loomer win the primary, and she's looking pretty good against a Democrat incumbent. Of course, Laura Loomer is going to literally fight. She will literally fight for free speech, fight against this corporate censorship. And it would be nice to have somebody in Washington who is going to say something about it and actually do something about it. She is, as they say, mad as hell. She's not going to take it anymore. And it's about time we stop taking this corporate censorship, because it's the takeover of the First Amendment by corporations, and the Republicans and the Democrats and conservatives and the libertarians are all just fine with that. They just won. They own the internet. They own the public square, and they should be able to push anybody out that they want to. Well, we'll see about that. So that's good news. She won in a field of five people. That is a fundamental issue, folks. One of the reasons why it was the First Amendment. You know, our country was founded by people who wanted religious freedom and had been heavily persecuted because they used that religious freedom. And we're seeing religious freedom under attack now, but the reason that it's what they're using as a club to attack us is the lying narrative that has been imposed on us by this COVID lockdown. It's interesting for me to see somebody talk about it as being a covert, and that it was about identification and so forth. Yeah, that's what I called it last week. I said, you want to know what COVID-19 is? Coronavirus for a vaccine and for identification. Vaccines for everybody, IDs for everybody. That's the Gates agenda. He's got his ID 2020 agenda, you know, global ID for everybody. They're pushing that very hard in India. They're also pushing the immunization agenda 2030. By 2030, they want to make sure they've got you locked down into their technocratic dystopian system, which we're now experiencing. It looks like what we've got now, but completely locked in and at a more organized and a complete control level. But we're getting the samples of it right now. The universal basic income, the unemployment that goes along with that, the restrictions on our movement, making us all poor, and then watching us everywhere we go, giving us social credits. And of course, if you a good little boy or girl, you'll get the digital cash. We'll talk about that coming up as well. A virus that amazingly makes cash, coins, and privacy disappear. And also kills the middle class exclusively. Because now, you know, we've got this wonderful V-shaped recovery, because we measure economic progress not in the number of people who are about to get evicted from their homes, but in how Wall Street is doing. That's really the metric that we have now. And how pathetic is that? But there's other good First Amendment news. We have the Supreme Court ruling that organizations affiliated with George Soros' Open Society lose their protection of the First Amendment and can be treated as international threats. So that's kind of interesting, isn't it? We'll talk more about that. We'll talk about what America held hostage looks like. We'll talk about the virtual convention that's virtually unwatchable, except for what Bill Clinton and AOC did. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The United Nations and the National Institutes of Health with the CDC are publicly conducting a 4,000-person study, spending tens of millions of dollars at Yale on 15 ways to brainwash the public into taking inoculations, basically squeezing you and forcing you to take them through guilt, through fines, through not being able to go into stores, not being able to get on airplanes or have jobs. This is forced inoculations. It's public. Gateway Pundit wrote about it last week. David Knight wrote about it this week. Stories up on InfoWars.com. So people say, oh, I'll just wear a mask. It's never going to end. That's just the sign of submission. Fauci admits that. Next is the contact tracing and the apps on your phones and the inoculations. That is a DNA vaccine that changes your DNA. This isn't a science fiction movie. It's happening right now. Compliance is death. Compliance is annihilation. Wake up. Wake up.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Wednesday, August 19th, year of our Lord 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 156, 156 days of America held hostage. Masks over our face now. When we began this, there were no masks when we started this countdown. We were showing you the masks over the hostages' faces in Iran. They covered their eyes. Oh, you know, Fauci has proposed that, perhaps. You should cover your eyes, too. It's not enough to cover your mouth now and extend these rules. We have the Standard & Poor's 500, however, is rising to a record close. So everything's fine, right? There's no problem. No problem at all. This is great. Great news. And we should all be so happy for those few elitists in Wall Street who own the stocks. And this is not the greatest economic recovery we've ever seen. This is the greatest economic redistribution of wealth we have ever seen. Wall Street and the elites are making out like the bandits that they are. This is a hostile takeover of Main Street by Wall Street. This is the eradication of the middle class by the upper class. This is the big looting that they don't talk about. The S&P 500 rose to an all-time high on Tuesday. An incredible recovery from the coronavirus-induced sell-off that knocked it off of its previous record back in February. It was a record close. Isn't that nice? Well, I'm happy that somebody's making money. Are you happy about that? Well, I don't know about the people in Las Vegas, for example. They're expected to be one of the focal points of the eviction crisis, as nearly a quarter of a million people, about 10% of the city, could be removed from their homes in the coming weeks, reports AP News. They said there's, of course, high unemployment, high percentage of renters because of the collapsed travel and tourism industry. And then there's the expiration of Nevada's eviction moratorium and the end of federal unemployment benefits. All those things coming together. You know, we have been pacified for a couple of months. A lot of people were making even more money unemployed than they were when they were working. And they get you to lean on that government stimulus check, and you find out that you're going to find out that it pierces your hand. Approximately 10% of the population at risk of eviction in September. As for the rest of the country, at least 40 million people are at risk of eviction, according to the Aspen Institute think tank. President Trump signed an executive order a week ago to stop evictions, though that doesn't appear to solve the looming crisis with renters who are at risk of losing their homes, writes Zero Hedge. Voice of America News points out millions of U.S. renters are facing eviction. That's right, about 40 million Americans, as you just said. That's the figure they've both come up with. They said, for example, in Missouri, there are already tens of thousands of renters in Missouri, not just Nevada, but Missouri, who were paying over 50% of their income to rent before the pandemic, and now hundreds of thousands of them are unemployed or have been unemployed, through some period of this pandemic. No, this is a period of government unemployment. Let's talk about that. You know, typically we talk about, well, have you gotten your unemployment check yet? You know, and so we shorten that. We just say, did you get your unemployment check? And we take out that check part. Did you get your government unemployment? Because this is a government unemployment program. It's not a pandemic. This is a program to take your jobs. This is the real government unemployment. And so hundreds of thousands of people are unemployed, been unemployed through the period of this pandemic. The virus did it to them. You know, it's not the White House. It's not the Senate or the House. It's not Capitol Hill. It's not Congress. It's not your state governors who've locked you down, made your businesses unprofitable. Oh, you can open up 25% or 50%. That's the difference between Republicans and Democrats. Yeah, Democrat governor in Pennsylvania, you can only open up for 25% of your business. In Texas, we have a wonderful, freedom-loving Republican named Greg Abbott. He lets people open up for 50%. And guess what? That will put out the restaurants out of business as well. Now, that's the difference. You see, we have Thelma and Louise, the two political parties driving us over the cliff. And they take turns behind the wheel. And one of them drives a little bit faster than the other one does. But they're both driving us over the cliff. And we're sitting in the back seat thinking that they're not going to do that. And so, as I point out, this is the debt that is mounted in the meantime for a lot of poor and working class families is simply insurmountable. They're not going to come back from this. They were already on the edge, just like our financial system was already on the edge. It's one of the reasons why they wanted this to go through. They'd created a massive bubble. It was going to burst on them. They don't want to be blamed for that. You know, for 100 years, they basically said after the Federal Reserve was created, they were created, they said, to keep boom and bust cycles from happening. To make sure there weren't going to be runs on the banks, except that it was J.P. Morgan who engineered those runs on the banks. And it was J.P. Morgan who engineered the boom and bust cycle. So he engineered the creation of the Federal Reserve. They said, we're going to keep that from happening. And then they did it to everybody with the Great Depression. We had Ben Bernanke say, sorry, you know, after 100 years after the creation of the Federal Reserve, he said, sorry, yeah, we created the Great Depression. We won't do it again. Well, they're doing it again. The difference is they don't want to be blamed again. Everybody knew that paying attention to what was going on, that they did create it. It wasn't a new revelation when Ben Bernanke confessed to it. They just don't want to be blamed for it again. So it's not them. It's the virus. And the government, it's not government unemployment. Forget the check. It's not government unemployment. No, it's virus unemployment. The virus that only kills the middle class. The virus that only takes your privacy. The virus that can only be stopped with mandated vaccines and universal ID. And so this person who's talking about this says, well, you know, people are about to be in the depths of a crisis unlike anything we've seen before. And as President Trump announced this, he said, I'm signing an executive order directing the Department of Housing and Urban Development, that's HUD, and HHS and the CDC to make sure that renters and homeowners can stay in their homes. He announced this during a press conference, August the 8th. Great. Okay. Problem's taken care of. Except yet again, what we see is simply a veneer, and there's no substance to it. There is no eviction moratorium to be found in the order. That's why Zero Hedge, that's why Voice of America News are saying, well, what's going on? He says, they're going to take care of this? Oh, yeah, we got the CDC, we got HUD, we got HHS. They're going to make sure that you're not evicted, except there's nothing about a moratorium in there. And these state moratoriums are expiring. So what is going on? They said, well, about 40% of the nation's rental units are owned by mom-and-pop landlords. See, they're going to let this run until they bankrupt the mom-and-pop landlords like they've bankrupted the mom-and-pop restaurants. They said they can't absorb this indefinitely. And they give an example. You know, the banks and the big corporations, they're just going to kick you out. They don't care. The mom-and-pops will look at it like this A lady, Kathy Phillips, a landlord in North Carolina, she owns 10 rental properties that she depends on as her only source of income. One of her tenants has been falling behind on the rent. She's rented from me for the last 6 years, she said. She's always been a good tenant. She's a single parent. I don't feel comfortable evicting a single parent in this climate. And so she offered her 50% off her rent for 3 months, but she says, I don't think she's going to be able to repay the difference or catch up. She says she's looking very desperately for a job. The government shuts down the businesses, so she can't find a job. And she says, but if I don't get the rental income, then I can't pay my bills. Yeah, that's the plan. I'm sorry, Kathy, that's the plan. We'll be right back.
How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots, and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared. You can really break civilizations down into two types, predatory and non-predatory, or oppressive, conquest-based, or renaissance-based. And of course, different types of civilizations and countries and political systems of history and of the present are mixes of the two. But with globalism, it is a post-human ideology. So it's scientifically geared to be oppressive. And the rationale is social Darwinism, that the ruling class are elites, and because they're in power, they have a right to rule over you, poison you, dumb you down, sterilize you, and kill you. So all the people wearing masks, like outside at the park and stuff, are living in a total hoax and think their act of submission is an act of working for the common good in a collective. No, it's a sign that you're a slave. Will take the forced inoculations. The federal government and Yale are studying the forced inoculations right now. Incrementalism, the inchworm effect, successive approximation. First they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score, now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. Guaranteed, this is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here. I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. In the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand?
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking about the coming eviction of about 40 million people. You know, we got about 50 million people lost their job. So I guess we're doing okay. We got those stimulus checks coming for your government unemployment. Yeah, this is a government unemployment program. They call it the COVID crisis. And then are you going to get your stimulus check? How many times will you get a stimulus check? How much will it be? Well, we've got to now beg the government for our very existence, for our homes. We're now dependent on them for everything because they have crushed the middle class. And after coming after most of the middle class businesses, they're now coming after the middle class landlords because 40% of the nation's rental units are owned by mom and pop landlords. We've got to get rid of that. The banks want it all. I mean, come on. You know, you can't imagine that Bank of America and these seven biggest banks are happy having only 60% of the marketplace. Corporations and banks want everything. And you're not going to find them trying to help a single mother who's been forced out of a job by her own government and kept out of a job now for months, for 156 days. That is the most amazing thing with all of this. And so one of the individuals is here, as I pointed out, you know, she's got 10 rental properties in North Carolina. She depends on that as her only source of income. So she's trying to help these people, but it's like, she says, well, the problem is if I don't have any rental income from these people, I won't be able to pay my bills. I'll be homeless as well. And that's the plan. That is the plan. And so this other lady that they talked to in Kansas City says she's been, she was able to make her August rent, but she's fearful about the future. She said, what did I do that was wrong? What did my family do that was wrong? Because they wanted to take care of me. We need our government to show up for us. Okay, now. This is what she did that was wrong. This is what America has done that was wrong. America, you believe the government. You believe that they were telling you the truth. You believe that the government was going to save you, that a politician was going to save you. And worst of all, you believe that you could buy your safety and your prosperity by selling off your liberty and becoming a slave. You know, we've had that situation done before in the past. You know, go back and look at what happened to the Egyptians at the time of Joseph. If you don't know the Bible, maybe you know the story of Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat. I don't know. I never saw that. Maybe they got it right. But what happened was because of the famine, people couldn't eat anymore. And so after they were starving, they sold their freedom to the government, to have the government take care of them. And they wound up as slaves. Do you want to do that again? That's the way this always turns out, isn't it? You know, giving up your freedom. We've had people who, some of the people who came to this country were not brought here, captured as slaves, but they sold themselves in as indentured servants. And they were in slavery for a period of time until they worked that off. But they had the option of working it off. And of course, in Hebrew culture, if you were out of money, you could sell yourself into slavery as an indentured servant. You would be freed after a period of time. You know, they had the Jubilee years and so forth. But if you wanted to remain as a slave, you could pierce your ear. And, you know, they would take you to the doorpost of the house and they would drive a nail through your ear and put a ring in it or whatever. And that, you know, symbol that you now belong to that household if you wanted to stay there. And too many people in America have had their ears pierced that way, becoming willing slaves of the Democrat or the Republican Party, thinking that these parties are going to take care of them. It is a Faustian bargain. It is a fool's bargain. And we have a man in military veteran in North California that really laid it on the line. He's a small businessman. And he said, our families are starving. And we're going to become revolutionary citizens really soon. Let's play that clip, video clip number 3.
Zapata, I wasn't going to speak. I was asked to speak here, you know, Sheriff, good to see you. I'm telling you guys, you know, I'm pretty appalled at what's going on. You know, at first we sat as concerned citizens, and we all want to figure out how to best navigate our way through this whole COVID thing, you know. And as we realize that it's not quite as dangerous as we thought it'd be, you know, I was absolutely appalled at the cowardice, you know. And as you're sitting there with your masks on, I don't blame you for wearing masks, because I'd be hiding my face too if I was you for what you're doing. This is absolutely horrendous what you're doing to these people.
Good for
I'm a
him.
Business owner.
That's absolutely right.
And
they should hide
and
their
I'm telling
faces.
You, our families are starving. You know, you guys can sit here with your jobs. You can sit here and you're going to get paid. You can fall asleep in your chair like that gentleman's doing behind his mask right there. Okay? and I'm telling you right now we're being peaceful. And you better be happy that we're good citizens, that we're peaceful citizens. But it's not going to be peaceful much longer. Okay? And this isn't a threat. I'm not a criminal. I've never been a criminal. But I'm telling you that good citizens are going to turn into real concerned and revolutionary citizens real soon. And nobody else is going to say that. I'm probably the only person that has the balls to say what I'm saying right now. That we're building, we're organizing, and we'll work with law enforcement or without law enforcement. But you won't stop us when time comes, because our families are starving. And if you don't hear the seriousness of my voice, I hope you open your ears and you absolutely listen to what I'm saying. Because this is a warning for what's coming. It's not going to be peaceful much longer. It's not going to be rah-rah. It's not going to be speeches. It's not going to be gathered outside saying a Pledge of Allegiance. It's not going to be waving flags. It's going to be real. When you've seen the things that I've seen, I went to war for this country. I've seen the ugliest, dirtiest part of humanity. I've been in combat, and I never want to go back again. But I'm telling you what, I will to save this country. If it has to be against our own citizens, it will happen. And there's a million people like me, and you won't stop us. Open the county. Let our citizens do what they need to do. Let owners of businesses do what they need to do to feed their families. Take the masks off. Quit masking and muzzling your children. The psychological damage you're doing to them is horrible. I've had 6 friends kill themselves since it's happened. Veterans who lost their jobs. How do you feel about being complicit in perpetuating that? The greatest hoax ever perpetuated on the American people. And you're a part of it by wearing your masks. In Shasta County, we're supposed to be red country up here. Not blue country, we're red country up here. You guys know that. You claim to be conservatives, maybe you're not. Maybe you're liberals, I don't know. But by God, we're Americans. And remember that. Take your masks off. Quit muzzling yourselves. Join us. Fight with us against what's going on in Sacramento. It's a travesty. Thanks.
Absolutely right. And we have seen this here in Texas as well. You know, it's not just Steve Adler, the liberal mayor here in Austin, the Marxist mayor. It's the Republican judges in neighboring counties. It's the governor of Texas wearing their masks. Destroying our lives. And let me tell you something. People like Carlos Zapata, they are taking out the best people in our country. These are the people, the entrepreneurs, the small businessmen, the people who had dreams, the people who realized those dreams, who fought hard, who saved, who worked, who hired people, who hired the most number of people. You think you're going to destroy their lives and they're going to let you? No, they're not. They're not. It is a revolution coming, and you better get your damn masks off of our face. Get your damn mandates out of there, and you better start following the Constitution you swore to take an oath to. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Just a few months ago, almost every storable food manufacturer was sold out. They were still taking people's orders, and many of the companies have still not fulfilled them. All the orders we got in have been fulfilled. Our supplier's the best, the highest quality, the best containers to transport it as well. And they've got the food with 4 factories in stock. Takes them 2 to 4 weeks to get it shipped out to you. You need to order your storable food now. The world is much more dire. The economic system is collapsing. The third world's already starving to death. Food prices are exploding here. The farms and the production plants are shutting down because of the COVID hoax. You need to get your storable food while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a 360 win. It also funds our operation. But you need to get it, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, a year. You need to get that now and have that checkbox off of being prepared and being self-sufficient. We also have high-quality water filtration and air filtration at InfoWarsStore.com. They're absolute must. But whatever you do, ladies and gentlemen, don't wait until a bigger crisis comes. Don't wait till everybody panics. Take action. Get ready now.
talked to the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of the piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, that has that sweet nauseating smell.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It has a sweet, it's a sweet stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market, with over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites. Our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is a maximum alert, a maximum alert. As of taping this alert, we are 82 days out from the election. As many of you know, in the last year, I've pointed out statements out of the Council on Foreign Relations and other globalist organs that they know Trump is going to win in a landslide. So their strategy will be to contest the election if they fail to successfully steal it. Then they are openly now wargaming. This is in the New York Times, having Democrat states and cities secede from the union, just like they've ignored Trump's policies on coronavirus and kept their areas locked down. That is nothing but a dress rehearsal. They are saying they're going to have their own separate inauguration, not in D.C. They said in another city, Pelosi has said this, when they crown Biden and Kamala Harris. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the organized civil war. This is their public criminal plan. We should be praying. We should be spreading the word. We should be demanding Trump go on the offense to expose this criminal activity. You hear that? That's the March of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Some good things happened yesterday. We had Laura Loomer, who is really going to fight for the First Amendment. That is, I think, her key issue, and she has fought really hard for that. And she has now easily won the GOP primary in a Democrat district. She's got a good war chest there, and she seems to be in parity with the Democrat incumbent. That's really impressive. So hopefully things are going to go well there. That'd be a big victory for the First Amendment. And it appears that we've got another big victory for the First Amendment that we'll get into later. The Supreme Court basically shutting down Soros's Open Society, saying you're a foreign corporation and you don't have any First Amendment rights. And you are a foreign citizen and you don't have any First Amendment rights. And so shut up. So it'd be good if we could take some of the shackles from these technocratic elites off of the Internet. And if we could put some shackles on these foreigners who are trying to overthrow our country like George Soros. So that's good news. We're going to talk about that coming up. There's other news, however, that's not so good. And that is also in the election as well. And, you know, when I look at this ridiculous virtual convention, which nobody is watching this, it is virtually unwatchable. And it is a joke, except for the typical political scandals. Like, oh, look at this. You got Bill Clinton out there criticizing President Trump the same day that just lo and behold, some pictures show up of one of Epstein's victims giving Bill Clinton a massage, just reminding everybody of his connections with Epstein and the Lolita Express plane flights and the pedophile island that Bill Clinton was all a part of. That is the kind of filth that we see in Washington going back and forth, the mud that is being slung back and forth. No solution is coming out of Washington, folks. Like you just heard Carlos Zapata in Northern California telling his local city council, stop this ridiculous mask stuff. This is a game, but you're destroying people's lives. He said, I know six of my fellow veterans who have committed suicide because they've had their jobs taken away by the government. This is what we mean now by government unemployment. It's not a check anymore. It's a program to make you unemployed, to kill the middle class, to kill us economically, psychologically, and physically. The vaccines and the IDs are coming, and we're not going to have it. We're not going to sit here passively and let you do this. A revolution is coming. We hope that it's not going to be a violent revolution, but there's going to be a revolution. This has been in the works for a long time. It's a time that people understand that this is the moment in which we need to act. You know, most Americans didn't look at this with the understanding that the elites did. They knew about the cycle of societies, the fourth turning, the fact that every 80 years you have societies basically reinvent themselves. And the elites do, and they know about that cycle. They exploit that cycle. They plan for that cycle. We're in the middle of that cycle. They plan for their new society to be in place by 2030, and we know exactly what it looks like. They had the plan. They said it was because of global warming or climate change or whatever. No, now it's going to be because of COVID-19. But everything that they'd planned is now being enacted. So we know what this plan is. We know that this is a cycle. But even if you don't know that, have you had enough? You know, we talk about posse comitatus, the power of the community. The power of the community was the power of America because you had local government. You had a locally elected sheriff. You didn't have police departments that served the mayors or the city managers or something like that. You had a locally elected sheriff. He didn't have hundreds of officers who were brutally enforcing excessive rules and regulations everywhere. He wasn't equipped with military equipment from the federal government. He wasn't told to shoot first and that he would be held harmless if he merely asserted that he felt threatened. No, it was a sheriff and a couple of deputies. And if there was an incident that was big, the armed community, the power of the community would come together. The posse would come together and take care of it. And let me tell you, this is the time we've got to get the posse together. We have to go back to the power of the local community. We're not going to have the big business leaders who are going to stand up to this. We're not going to have politicians or lawyers who are going to stand up to this. We're going to have people of principle. We're going to have people like the pastors or some of the elected sheriffs who are going to stand up to this. The pastors who are real pastors are the people that are going to be standing up in their community because they have compassion for the suffering people in their community and because they have a passion to worship God and not have that taken away from them by politicians. And they will stand on principle. And the rest of the churches are just businesses. And like most of the businesses, they will sell the fear that is used as a noose to hang them. And so this is going to have to grow from the bottom up. One of the things that President Trump could do, when we look at this convention, this ridiculous convention of the Democrats, how pathetic it is. You know, President Trump, after Michelle Obama was the only thing that anybody was talking about on the first night, President Trump said, well, I could read a speech and I could get it word perfect. I could read it off a teleprompter. That's not what you need to do, President Trump. As a matter of fact, you can do something that these speech readers who are going off the teleprompters can't do. You can talk for an hour impromptu to a crowd and you can motivate them. And that's exactly what you need to do. You need to go to the people. Everybody says President Trump is a populist. Well, be a populist. Run a populist convention. I think it would be great if President Trump, who apparently caved to the opinions of the mainstream media and the GOP establishment and said, all right, we won't have a convention. We don't have an in-person convention. We'll do a virtual convention. Look at how pathetic this is, President Trump. And all you supporters of President Trump, contact him and say, this is an opportunity for you to lead. For you to lead this country out of this darkness and fear and malaise that is killing us. Not only for your own political good. I mean, it's just think of it that just sell it to him that way as his own selfish political good. But it would be for the good of the country to have a populist convention. Forget about all of the pundits and the party operatives and the GOP establishment. They can all do their Zoom stuff and get on television. But President Trump needs to have a big 10, 20, 30, 40,000 person event somewhere. Let everybody go there without any social distancing, without any masks, and show that we're not afraid of this phony virus. We understand it's a hoax. We understand it's been a lie. Let's not pretend anymore. Let's not send out any more email messages telling everybody, just put on a mask. It may not work, but it might. So just be patriotic and wear it. No, be patriotic, President Trump, and lead. Lead as a populist president. Lead a populist convention. Now, one of the things that we need to take a look at is the local elections. I've talked to Vince Agnelli in Virginia a couple of times. He looked at what happened in Virginia, how the GOP just, the establishment GOP just caved and turned the state over to the Democrats. And he said, you know, the same thing is getting ready to happen in Kentucky and Georgia as well. On the website, newvirginiaplan.com, newvirginiaplan.com. There's an article he sent me. It's with great alarm, as we in Virginia have already fallen quietly to the fraud of those who use the label of Republican as a cover for their destruction of our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. We continue to warn other voters in other states of the exact same electioneering perpetrated by the Republican Party elite and controllers. Their plan for the destruction of our nation state by state, collaborating with major media outlets to lie about our nation's political belief systems, gives cover to the lie of turning states purple or turning states blue. And I'm going to tell you when we come back how he's gone through the analysis of how this is going to happen now in Kentucky and Georgia. We'll be right back. And what you can do about it, most importantly, what you can do about it.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth. Nancy Pelosi, Eric Holder, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and the list goes on from there, have all gone on national TV and have all gone on the internet and have been in the pages of the New York Times that they're wargaming, contesting the election. When they lose, they know there's a landslide. If they're unable to steal it, they're planning to contest it and have Democrat blue states secede and hold their own treasonous inauguration for Joe Biden and the other puppet Kamala Harris. This has now been announced, and they're going to use race war and rioting as the cover to try to drive Trump from office. The Democratic Party, the Chi-Coms, the deep state are using Black Lives Matter funded by Soros as their cover to claim that if you resist their attempts at creating artificial riots and martial law, that you're racist, when in truth, an old Nazi collaborator, George Soros, created Black Lives Matter along with Antifa. America's fighting for its life, but we will win.
The United Nations and the National Institutes of Health with the CDC are publicly conducting a 4,000-person study, spending tens of millions of dollars at Yale on 15 ways to brainwash the public into taking inoculations, basically squeezing you and forcing you to take them through guilt, through fines, through not being able to go into stores, not being able to get on airplanes or have jobs. This is forced inoculations. It's public. Gateway Pundit wrote about it last week. David Knight wrote about it this week. Stories up on InfoWars.com. So people say, oh, I'll just wear a mask. It's never going to end. That's just the sign of submission. Fauci admits that. Next is the contact tracing and the apps on your phones and the inoculations. That is a DNA vaccine that changes your DNA. This isn't a science fiction movie. It's happening right now. Compliance is death. Compliance is annihilation. Wake up. Wake up. The social engineers bet on you not having a memory more than anything. And they also bet, as they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4% when it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent. You got to wear masks forever, and forced inoculations are coming, and they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score, and the UN is the boss, and anybody questioning it is censored off the internet and loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. So what is happening in terms of elections? We see these states going purple. We see them going blue. And is it because people don't want to vote Republican or because there's no Republican on the ballot? That's a point made by Vince with NewVirginiaPlan.com. He said, if you take a look at what's going on, what happened in Virginia, he talked about that, what he thinks is going to happen in Kentucky and Georgia. So we'll see how many races in the Republican Party refuse to run candidates in. They'll make a projection into the coming 2020 election results based on how many candidates the Republican Party refuse to run and what you can do about it, most importantly, because we're starting to run out of time to actually do something. So Republican or Democrat Party election engineers will try to explain why they don't run candidates in certain places. They say, well, they give up on places based on demographics or about the amount of government control involved in the cities or the suburbs or whatever. Because isn't that racist in and of itself? Is that what a political party is? Is that really the message of your political party? Is identity politics? And evidently it is, because, you know, Republicans have bought into that as well. They don't want to talk to people about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, because that message would be good. That would be valid everywhere. See, if you focused on liberty instead of who's going to be rewarded by my economic policies, I'm going to take from these people, I'm going to give these people over here, right? And both parties are doing that. And both parties are selling you a phony safety and a phony economic security. Because slaves are never safe. Slaves are never secure. They're never prosperous. When you give up your liberty, that's when you become a slave. That's the real slavery. If you're going to run for office, get up there and tell people, look, I don't like slavery. And you know what? I don't like slavery that is being run out of the Washington plantation. They have shut you down. They put chains on your hands and they're forging them. Right now, you know, you've got the plastic cuffs on, but they've got the metal ones coming. And the longer you leave this on, harder it's going to be to take these things off. So he says, look into your state. He said, find districts for Republicans not running candidates. Run as a write-in candidate. The time is rapidly disappearing where you can do that. It takes about $300, he says, to get a website going. As of this writing in August, you've got about 2.5 months to get it going. Get a few bumper stickers made, drive them around your local district. You'll see that a few of the seats can be taken by write-in vote. In the case of Georgia, just 2 or 3 seats of write-ins will be holding the state house body in check and can shut down any legislation that is out of the realm of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And you know, folks, right now you've got a perfect opportunity. It's one of the reasons why they want to keep everybody apart while they lock everything down and steal everything from us. They don't want us organizing. They don't want you going door to door talking to people. They want you to do everything through the internet so they can watch and shut you down. So they can censor you. So they can punish you. If you don't figure this out now, though, it's going to be much harder to do it as we go through this. So there are races that are open to the public, and you can do that as a write-in candidate. So what is going on in Kentucky, first of all? So Kentucky has acted in the same model as the Republican Party of Virginia in the past two or more decades, quietly cutting the number of candidates to face the Democrats, guaranteeing that there will be a passing of power to the Democrats. See, Vince understands, as I do, the Republicans have been the loyal opposition, the phony opposition. They're the ones to get you to trust the plan. They want you to trust their politicians. They talk about freedom, but they don't do that. You know, that's the difference between the Republicans and Democrats. Democrats tell you they're openly Marxist now. They're openly coming to confiscate everything that you've got, every right that you've got. The Republicans, on the other hand, will lie to you. They'll say, well, we're going to get rid of Obamacare. We're going to protect the border. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And then they stick the knife in your back. And one of the ways that they do that is just by quietly and passively standing down. And they stand down at election time as well, not even after they get elected, before they get elected. He points out 2018 in the Kentucky State Senate. They had only one of the 20 seats was not, they didn't run a Republican in, but that's 5% of the seats. You know, when we had the Libertarian Party get on the ballot in North Carolina, we made sure we had candidates on every one of the congressional seats, every one. How could we do that? And Republicans can't bother to do that. I think he's right. I think they don't want to. In the state representatives in Kentucky, they had 7% of the races that were not contested. But then in the state commonwealth attorneys, they had no Republican candidate in 47% of those races. Do you understand what's going on with the attorneys? So just like we're talking about the sheriffs, the attorneys can engage in lawfare everywhere. This is one of the reasons why George Soros was so aggressive in terms of getting local prosecutors and prosecuting attorneys in office, as well as state attorneys and so forth. But yeah, he wanted to get these attorney generals in the worst way, because they're going to be the ones coming after you, shutting down your business, punishing their political opponents with lawfare. In Georgia, he looks at the 2018 election. He said in the state Senate, they had 26% of the races had not a single Republican candidate. They just turned over 26% of the Georgia state Senate to the Democrats without a fight. And the House of Representatives, it was 29% of the races that had no Republican candidate. That election left the Georgia House of Representatives with 103 seat to a 75 seat majority over the Democrats. 52 of the 75 seats that the Democrats got were given to them by the Republican Party, who didn't even run a candidate in the race. Do you think they couldn't find anybody who would run for that? Or do you think they don't want to do that? And so when you look at this, again, one of the things that you need to pay attention to, and you can check this out, I'm not going to go into all the statistics because it gets pretty deep into this. NewVirginiaPlan.com. Now is the perfect time to focus on liberty, to focus on the community. Because we have now, as we hear from Carlos Zapata, we're all being starved to death. You understand now, after 156 days of this, what the loss of liberty looks like, feels like, tastes like. It tastes like not having food to feed your family. And if you don't want to have a violent revolution, you better have a political revolution right now, because we're running out of time. And you better get involved in this. So this is the perfect opportunity to make a common cause with people and say, look, we got to get our lives back. We've given up too much of our life to the government. We need to stop saying, well, government needs to come in here and do this for us. No. Government needs to get off of our neck. Get off of our neck. Forget the George Floyd phony thing. That was just set up for, you know, they spun that narrative to make it look like he hadn't done anything. And then they used that to turn it into a race thing. No. What's really going on is there is a plan to strangle and kill each and every one of us. And we need to make common cause, not be divided by race, not be divided by these other things. We need to stand up from the ground up. I had an individual send me a message on Proton Mail, David Knight Show at protonmail.com. Our mayor tried to hold a secret meeting to make people wear masks outside in a little town just south of Chicago. But a local sheriff busted in on them and told her and her cronies that it was unconstitutional and unlawful. He said he was told this by a person in the meeting. She said, I can do anything I want because I'm mayor. And he said, well, then you're going to be a one-term mayor, said the sheriff. And because she's a black female, she said, you're saying you're racist. And he says, I didn't say anything about you being black. But you do that kind of thing, and you're going to be a one-term mayor. So she called him a good old boy, because that's what they're all about. They're all about racism. No, folks, you have to make a common cause with this. And you need people like this sheriff. If you don't have somebody like that, find somebody or run for that office yourself. If we don't take this back at the local level, and if we don't do it right now, we're not going to have a chance to do this again. I don't think we're going to have President Trump do a populist convention. I don't think he's going to lead the people out of this. I think he's leading people like the Pied Piper into this darkness. All right, we've got to take a break. We're going to be back. We'll talk more about what is happening with vaccine mandates. Just want to remind you, we have our Reopen America Back to School special, 50 to 60% off of our top sellers. We have double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com. Everything that we do here at InfoWars is funded by the products that we sell there. We try to make that affordable for you. We have the best, safest, and most affordable products right there. We'll be right back.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested.
Arrested.
Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Well, we're 6 months into the COVID-19 lockdown, and now Democrat leaders are calling for people to be charged with attempted murder if they don't wear the masks of the symbols of slavery. And they've triggered their race riots around the country led by white, angry liberal academics and others. And now on top of it, the Democrats are officially saying, hey, Trump's going to try to steal the election and contest it, but then their internal wargaming documents come out with John Podesta at the very top, with Kamala Harris and, of course, Joe Biden. And they're saying, oh, we think we're going to lose, but we're going to have the Democrat state secede, claiming that Joe Biden's won the popular vote, and we are then going to set up our own country and ask the military to remove Trump. This is officially in the New York Times. And I don't just believe the New York Times. I've been telling you for over a year, this is their plan from other statements they've made in the Atlantic Monthly, the Washington Post, the Financial Times of London, and the Council on Foreign Relations. This is their plan. We've got 80 days left to stop it. What are you going to do? I'm serious, folks. This is the time to save the country.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. free speech. It's the David Knight Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, we're talking about the grassroots resistance that is rising everywhere. And again, we had big demonstrations in Germany. Perhaps one of the reasons this is happening is because there are over 500 doctors in Germany explaining how the pandemic is fake as part of an organization called ACU2020.org, ACU2020.org. And they have their information in English as well as in German because, again, this is a global takeover plan. This is not just something that's affecting one country. And so just reading to you what this organization is about, ACU 2020, that said Corona has kept the whole world in suspense for months. Many of the measures taken by the government to fight the disease from COVID-19 are disproportionate and harmful to the population. And since no independent committee of inquiry has yet convened, the extra parliamentary Corona Committee of Inquiry, and in German they call it the ACU for short, was announced May 31st, 2020, in front of 5,000 people in Stuttgart. The ACU was also referred to in an issue of the weekly newspaper with the highest circulation in Germany on June 20th, 2020. And so they say they stand for well-founded, free, and broad education of all citizens. They've got now over 500 doctors who have come together to expose the lies of this fake pandemic. And even as that is happening, we see that New York City is now continuing to add more lockdowns, more controls, restricting people from traveling from other states. They've added two more states to their list of quarantine states. Pretty much soon, they're not going to let anybody travel into New York City. Except that we see that the coronavirus spikes in regions with the strictest lockdowns are really what is the dog that they're not talking about in mainstream media. And the fact that in New York City, where we're told the vast majority of people who died in the United States died, that's what we're told anyway, even though the emergency field hospital, the Army field hospital, was never used, the emergency Navy hospital ship was never used. We had citizen journalists going around showing the empty hospitals, as they have done in Australia and other places where there's an alleged epidemic and we can lock everything down. What they have done is lock down health care for people who desperately need it for other illnesses. But this thing, folks, is an amazing lie. And I've really had it. I said from the very beginning, you know, this is, if this was what everybody was saying, oh, this is something that was engineered, you know, paid for by Fauci. All right, then lock up Fauci. Lock up Fauci and the NIH, who funded this gain-of-function research at universities in America, like UNC Chapel Hill, when they were told not to. They were told to stop it. And then they even funded it with millions of dollars at this very lab in Wuhan. So if this thing escaped, then lock them up. Fortunately, they didn't get anything this time. But as I said, even if this was something that was very, very dangerous and unprecedented, the wrong thing to do would be to shut everything down. Because that's like saying, hey, you know what? You got a heart condition, so maybe you should shoot yourself in the head. How about just doing that instead of trying to do something to treat it? Or better yet, I've got a public health expert here who will shoot you in the head. You don't have to do it yourself. We'll shoot you in the head. And that's what these people have done. Fauci is basically Dr. Death, national assisted suicide. And if you, you don't want to, if you change your mind and you don't want to do suicide, well, he will actually pull the trigger on your head anyway. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about the vaccines. We're going to talk about what Anderson Cooper did to the MyPillow guy. One of the most obnoxious things I've ever seen from CNN, and that's saying a lot.
Incrementalism, the inchworm effect, successive approximation. First they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score, now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. Guaranteed, this is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, as I said, as we're going to break, I said what Anderson Cooper did to Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, on CNN was one of the most shameful things, dishonest things I've seen on CNN. And that's saying a lot. That's saying a lot. You know, it's sad, but it's a truth that no matter how low my opinion is of politicians or CNN or mainstream media, they seem to always surprise me with just how bad they are. You would think that I'd be so cynical at this point that they couldn't surprise me. But no, they do. They continue to surprise. And so I'll play for you Anderson Cooper. And just remember, when he's hectoring Mike Lindell, and this is, it's not even important what the treatment is. Oleandrin is something that they're talking about. I haven't looked into it. I don't have a dog in this fight one way or the other. And I don't think Mike Lindell does either. I think he's just looking for ways that we can treat this and go back to work and so forth. And it's like, why can't we do this? You know, why do we have to get permission from CNN and its corporate sponsors at big pharmaceutical companies and the regulatory agencies that they own lock, stock, and barrel, like the CDC and the FDA? Why do we have to get your permission to use effective treatments that doctors know are effective treatments? And so it doesn't really matter when we're talking about that. We ought to be able to have doctors make those decisions and use any treatment that they and the patient want, as I've said many times in the past. You should have informed consent if you are free, if you're not a slave. And you should be able to get medical advice from whoever you wish. And if you are wise, you will get more than one doctor to give you medical advice. But it should ultimately be your decision and your doctor's decision. And if you make the wrong decision, then you become a data point. If you make the right decision, you also become a data point. And it helps us to find out which therapies work and which ones don't. But the bottom line is it's about freedom. And this whole idea that the government knows better than you, these health experts know better than you, that they have to take away your freedom to decide what is in your best health interest in order to keep you safe, is the core fallacy that is taking away every single freedom that we have. Economic, political, every freedom that we have is being taken away with this lie that they know better and they're going to keep you safe. And you need to let them make the decisions, and they're going to enforce it so that you don't have any choice at all about this one way or the other. And they will not only tell you, prohibit certain treatments from you, but if you let that principle stand, then the corollary to that is that they can force things on you for your own good. Things like masks, things like vaccines. And so here's Anderson Cooper hectoring him over the fact that he's not a doctor, he's not a scientist, but can you imagine him doing this to Bill Gates? Let's watch this now, video clip number 5.
Sir, you said you've seen this test. Where is it?
The tests are out there. The 1,000 people, phase 1 and phase 2.
Where is the test? Show it to us.
Would he ever treat Gates like this?
Name where it's from. Who did the test? What university? What doctors?
Well, you'd have to talk to, I guess you'd have to have Dr. Carson and then the company, all the tests.
You said you saw the test. You read the test. So tell me about the test. Where was it done?
The test, it was done on over 1,000 people.
Where was it done? And what were the procedures for the test? You read this. Let's hear it.
The procedures are, it was used against cancer. So they did,
CIA
when you do a safety test of phase one and phase two, it's to see if there's any
there's been no phase one and phase two on this drug, sir. There's been no phase one and phase two on this drug.
Yeah, absolutely. The FDA has
been any tests on vaccines or any manufacturing. 100%.
You're just misconstrued because the media is trying to take away this amazing cure that works for everyone.
Okay, so just for our viewers, you have no medical background. You're not a scientist. A guy called you in April, said he had this product. You are now on the board and going to make money from the sale of this product.
The reason he reached
out to you is because you have the ear of the president, so he gets a meeting with the president, and you stand to make money from this. How do you sleep at night?
Anderson, that's your narrative. Because they want, I don't care about the money. I think I've proven that.
Really?
I give millions of dollars to everything that happens from hurricanes to $4 million worth of masks that I gave out free to my pocket. I just want to say, if you let me talk here,
sure.
I will tell you, they put me on the board last week because when this gets approved by the FDA, which it will, it's passed every safety test. They have all the studies done,
The FDA doesn't really approve supplements.
When this comes out, this company wanted me because I help people. That's my passion. And I can scale things to get it out to everybody, to save our country, to save lives.
How are you different than a snake oil salesman? You have no medical background. There's no evidence of the substance. It hasn't been tested in animals or humans.
I think my platform stands by itself. I have a platform that God gave me of integrity and trust. I would not go all in on something to help people.
Isn't that amazing? Can you ever imagine that CIA albino, Anderson Cooper, hectoring Bill Gates or Dr. Fauci when they come up with that? You look at what Fauci has done with remdesivir and Gilead. You look at what Fauci's organization did with hydroxychloroquine 15 years ago. Oh, yeah, it's very good. It's very effective at coronavirus, both for therapeutics, to treat it if you've already got it, and to prevent you from getting sick with it. But now he's never heard of it when it gets brought up. Well, I don't know. We'd have to do some studies. You did studies 15 years ago, you lying piece of filth. And then Bill Gates. Whenever Bill Gates talks to these people, they never talk back. They speak to him in hushed tones. And they listen reverently, with their fingers together, like they're contemplating this. And then they take whatever pronouncements he makes, and they run them as headlines for a week everywhere. Bloomberg, Wired Magazine, CNN, Bill Gates says this, Bill Gates says that. This is a guy who has given more money to the World Health Organization than the anybody other than the United States government and the British government. And now he's stepped it up, and the U.S. has stopped. And so he may be the number one contributor, but, he's not. It's not the money that he gives to the World Health Organization. Bill Gates' official position is he is the World Health Organizer. And that's much better than just being a community organizer, which is what, Obama was before he became president. I mean, if you want to be the leader of the one world government, you need to be the World Health Organizer, not just a community organizer. And that's really what Bill Gates is. And these people defer to him like he was the world's foremost medical expert. Here's an article from Fox News, because, they carry the water for the pharmaceutical industry as much as CNN does. Bill Gates says, not, Mike Lindell or anybody else, or Ben Carson, who is actually a doctor. Bill Gates says if 30 to 60% of Americans take the coronavirus vaccine, the exponential spread will stop. Oh, really? How does that work? I mean, he's just pulling did he do a study of this? What were his assumptions? Nobody asks him that. Nobody asked Fauci what his assumptions were when he says, I don't think it'll be more than about 70% effective, and we got to get about 60, 70% of the population to have immunity. And I said at the time, you understand where he's coming up with these numbers. He's telling you that it's 60, 70% effective, and you have to have 60 to 70% of the people have real immunity in order to have herd immunity. Therefore, 100% of you have to get the vaccine. That's why Fauci is putting those numbers out. He doesn't know anything. They haven't run any tests. You want to talk about phase one, phase two, phase three tests? Go to roundtablereport.com and take a look at the... I put it in an article because I know a lot of people don't like to listen to me rant for a long time. So I put the clips there from the FDA and from the NIH talking about how they test vaccines versus how they test therapeutics. What does phase one, two, and three mean? It is really actually pretty meaningless for vaccines. But of course, it doesn't have to mean anything because Fauci's already given them legal immunity for any damage that they do to you. And they're working on getting legal immunity worldwide because, you know, Bill Gates is a doctor, right?
I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. And the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand? You hear that? That's the march of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation, with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water. You can really break civilizations down into two types: predatory and non-predatory, or oppressive, conquest-based, or renaissance-based. And of course, different types of civilizations and countries and political systems of history and of the present are mixes of the two. But with globalism, it is a post-human ideology. So it's scientifically geared to be oppressive. And the rationale is social Darwinism, that the ruling class are elites. And because they're in power, they have a right to rule over you, poison you, dumb you down, sterilize you, and kill you. So all the people wearing masks, like outside at the park and stuff, are living in a total hoax and think their act of submission is an act of working for the common good in a collective. No, it's a sign that you're a slave who will take the forced inoculations. The federal government and Yale are studying the forced inoculations right now. How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And that you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
disgusting and pathetic a display what Anderson Cooper did with Mike Lindell, MyPillow. You're not a doctor. You're not. As I retweeted that yesterday, I said Gates is not a doctor. Gates is not a scientist. You know, as a matter of fact, Gates is not even a software developer. Gates is a thief. He stole that stuff that made him a billionaire. And you've seen the clips of him, you know, when he was being cross-examined, sued multiple times for intellectual property theft. No one of these guys loved the Chinese model. Just like the Chinese, their fortunes are built on intellectual property theft and slave labor. You saw him rocking back and forth, you know, trying to channel whatever he could from Satan to, give me some answers, Satan. Hail Satan. I gave all that money to a Planned Parenthood to kill babies. Come on, I need some answers here, Satan. Come on, let's see. Anyway, no matter what he does, this copyright theft billionaire, Bill Gates, who is not a doctor, not a scientist of any sort, whatever he says, everybody, 30% of Americans take the coronavirus, the exponential spread will stop, and then you have Fox put this out like it's gospel truth. Like Bill Gates has done a study or something. Like Fauci has done a study or something. Like President Trump has done a study or something about these vaccines that they're now manufacturing. They give money to these vaccine companies to come up with vaccines, and they start manufacturing the vaccines before they've done any testing. And they tell you they're going to have them rolled out by the end of the year. Don't worry, they'll be safe. We're sure about that. And you know what? We already know how effective they're going to be. I've already come up with numbers. But here's the interesting thing about this. You're going to have to take it multiple times. How do they know any of this? How do they know the effectiveness of this? And again, the NIH, and in that article that you'll find at roundtablereport.com, I show you the link to the NIH so you can read the document yourself. And I said, there's a difference between efficacy, effectiveness, and immunogenicity. And these are the terms that we use. Well, Fauci doesn't follow those guidelines. Fauci is lying to you. He talks about efficacy of the vaccine and so forth. Now they say, we can't really test efficacy because we can't, vaccines are preventative. And so we can't expose people with a challenge test, which is what, one organization that is a big promoter of vaccines wants to have happen. They say, we can't do that. Can't do that. And so what we do is we try to guess what the effectiveness is going to be by long-term epidemiological study. And part of that is to look to see if your body is producing the kind of antibodies that we think may work. But they don't even know that, right? They wouldn't have to do the epidemiological study if they knew that these antibodies were really what they needed. And so that's the immunogenicity. Are you generating antibodies? And so they talk about those three terms, but then they conflate all those together. We're going to do this really fast. And these things are going to be safe and effective, and we know that. And it's as laughable as what Putin just did. Oh, yeah. See, in Soviet Union, we can do this. You do this in 5 months. We do it in two. And we know long-term safe and effective. We got you right there. We beat you to it. Let me tell you, nobody can grovel before Bill Gates any better than Fox News. Audrey Conklin for FoxBusiness.com. And you see all these different links to other articles that they've written about this world-renowned doctor and medical researcher, Bill Gates. Multiple coronavirus vaccine doses may be needed, says Gates. Gates says medicines need to go to the people who need them, not to the highest bidder. Gates says this, Gates says that. And CNN and Fox News dance to the tune. Because why? Because the pharmaceutical industry spends billions on the news that you see there. That's how they're funded. And so in this shamefully groveling article from Fox, they say this: following his prediction, Gates, and his support for and his investments in medicine development and vaccines, his name has been tied to a number of COVID-19 conspiracy theories. With some people saying that they believe his stance on vaccines is just a ploy to track billions of people. Well, yeah, that's not a theory, Fox. That's a fact. Also, likely because of his obsession with depopulation, that that might be a part of it as well, don't you think? And then they go on to say, as they wring their hands, just like, you know, Anderson Cooper, and seen a Yahoo poll of more than 1,600 adults in May, found that 44% of Republicans believe the debunked theory, says Fox, that Gates is promoting a vaccine campaign in an effort to implant microchips into people's brains to track their movements. This is the way they put up a straw man argument to misdirect you. They basically get really close to the truth, and then they throw a little bit of a lie in there to spin it out and say, oh, yeah, he didn't say anything about the brains. No, no. It's a vaccine tattoo all in one that he was bragging about. He was bragging about having funded at MIT. Yeah, because we don't want to keep vaccine records on everybody. We want to have the records right on their arm, you know, like a piece of cattle. Isn't that about tracking people? Isn't that about vaccinating people? Now, it's not in their brains, it's on their arms where the vaccine is going in. They said nearly 20% of the Democrats believe this debunked conspiracy theory, says the Fox apologist for Gates. Well, let me tell you, here's an article from Great Game India. Indian government to launch mandatory digital health card on Bill Gates' concept. Oh, yeah, the Indian government is planning to launch a mandatory digital health card modeled on Bill Gates's One Nation, One Health Card scheme. That's what he calls it, One Nation, One Health Card. A person's medical history records, including all the treatments and tests that the person has undergone, will be digitally saved in his card. Or, you know, let's just forget the cards. Let's just do it on the tattoo that MIT developed for him, right? With the micro dot ink and the special app and the light that can read that. Hospitals, clinics, and doctors will all be linked to a central server. So you'll have central control of all healthcare data. And then you'll use that to make sure that you don't get any healthcare unless you've taken the vaccines. I mean, if you don't take the vaccines, you're not taking care of yourself. We can't waste government money on people who are reckless about their health. You got to take the vaccines or you don't get any healthcare. You don't think that's going to happen? Look at what they have done to bring us to our knees. They have shut down routine cancer screening and therapy. They've shut down heart conditions. They've shut down people who have every kind of condition to create this phony pandemic, even putting hospitals out of business. You don't think that they're going to tell you that you can't have any health care once they control everything from a central location? You can't have any health care unless you've taken the vaccine? Of course they're going to do that. This was always the plan. And by the way, this is why Hillary Clinton has always been focused on centralizing health care. The Democrats, this is not out of compassion. This is not out of making something work. This is about getting control over your life and making sure that if you don't take the vaccines, you don't have a life. We're going to show you how this is getting very close to being implemented in both New Zealand and Australia when we come back. Stay with us.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth. Just a few months ago, almost every storable food manufacturer was sold out.
They were still taking people's orders, and many of the companies have still not fulfilled them. All the orders we got in have been fulfilled. Our supplier's the best, the highest quality, the best containers to transport it as well. And they've got the food with four factories in stock. Takes them 2 to 4 weeks to get it shipped out to you. You need to order your storable food now. The world is much more dire. The economic system is collapsing. The third world's already starving to death. Food prices are exploding here. The farms and the production plants are shutting down because of the COVID hoax. You need to get your storable food while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a 360 win. It also funds our operation. But you need to get it, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, a year. You need to get that now and have that checkbox off of being prepared and being self-sufficient. We also have high-quality water filtration and air filtration at InfoWarsStore.com. They're absolute must. But whatever you do, ladies and gentlemen, don't wait until a bigger crisis comes. Don't wait till everybody panics. Take action. Get ready now.
I've talked to the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of the piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, that has that sweet nauseating smell.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It's a sweet stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market, with over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites. Our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Lifelong Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Attention, attention, attention to anyone that still wants to live in a free country. The New World Order, Chi-Com Globalist Syndicate, is making its move to implode the dollar and thrust the United States into a civil war by contesting the election. They are openly wargaming this at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi and others have gone on television and said they will contest the election. Trump is going. They will hold a separate inauguration for Biden and Kamala Harris, and that anyone challenging that will be called a racist. They will then trigger race riots and violence. They've already beta tested around the country. We are not living in normal times. When these type of things happen in history, people are usually caught flat-footed because they can't believe they're living in such a criminal era. We are. We are living in the period where this criminal globalist syndicate that's been feeding on America is being exposed and removed. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to their aid of the country. Spread the word now, Paul Revere's.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's The David Knight Show.
All right, so we see CNN hectoring Mike Lindell of MyPillow because he said, hey, you know, we got a treatment here. We'd like to try that. No, you can't try that. What's the matter with you? You're not a scientist. You haven't done any studies. But meanwhile, they fund $10 billion, Operation Warp Speed. Let's manufacture and distribute these. The problem with the vaccines is that we can't get them manufactured quickly enough. We got to figure out some way to get all these vials out there for this vile toxin that we're going to put out to people. That's the real problem. It isn't the problem that we've never had an RNA vaccine before. This is a completely untested, untried with any kind of treatment or vaccine. No. We're going to rush that out. We're going to manufacture billions of dollars in subsidies to these big pharmaceutical companies. I mean, they're making out like bandits already. And then they want to make sure that they don't sell you just one, but they sell you multiple ones. You know, first we saw that one of the companies said, well, it's going to be $20. And I think that was Pfizer. And then Moderna came out and said $60. And we're going to have to do it multiple times. $60 a shot. And you're going to have two right off the bat. And then we don't know if it's going to last very long. So you probably have to do that every year. They've been pushing everybody to get the flu shots every year. They don't like that. The WHO doesn't like that. They call it vaccine hesitancy. And that's the biggest problem. That's a problem in 90% of the country's vaccine hesitancy. So we've got to fight that with propaganda and mandates and coercion, all that hesitancy stuff. And so while the Indian government, you know, the Fox News says, well, it's just this weird conspiracy theory that Bill Gates wants to control your mind and track you everywhere. Well, you know, the mind control is the function of Fox News and CNN. The tracking everybody and killing everybody, Bill Gates takes care of that. They've got that partnership going there. The main foundation of what's going on in India with the One Nation, One Health Card scheme is a unique health ID for all citizens. It is a 12-digit number. Aadhaar, they call it. And it is a number that everybody is assigned, and then they use that to track everything that you've done. And if you're a good little boy and girl, then you get access to living your life. Otherwise, you don't have a life. And that's basically what we are seeing now playing out in developed countries like New Zealand and Australia. You know, and before I get away from Gates, Gates is out there. He just tweeted out on the 17th, so on Monday, and I'm just now seeing this here. Move aside Shark Week. This is still the world's deadliest killer, says Bill Gates. And he's got a video there of a cloud of mosquitoes taking the form of the Grim Reaper. You see, Bill Gates has a real obsession with viruses. And it's not because his garbage Microsoft computers were just infiltrated with them every which way. But he sees this, you know, he's also let out, there is a big cloud of mosquitoes there. Isn't that nice? He loves death. Bill Gates loves death. It's like a thing that he worships. And he let mosquitoes out in one of his, like a TED Talk thing that he was doing once to the crowd and so forth. And again, as I've said, it's interesting that he makes that analogy to Shark Week, because I've said many times that if we were to treat every one of these shark attacks, you know, while we had this, like, there he is, that's the clip. You guys are fast. they didn't know I was going to talk about that. Maybe they guessed. Am I that predictable? Anyway, he let mosquitoes out there in the room. Because, you know, they're deadly. They're going to kill you. So let me do that. That's Bill Gates for you. I said when we had somebody tragically killed in California, they shut down by a shark. They shut down the beaches a couple of miles in each direction. I said if we were going to treat it like COVID-19, we'd shut down the entire West Coast. And then for good measure, we would shut down the entire East Coast as well. And everything along the Gulf of Mexico. And all of the freshwater lakes, you know, because you just can't be safe enough, right? And I'm sure we would have Democrats who would advocate that. And so it's kind of interesting that you see Bill Gates kind of circling back to sharks, because he knows what scares people, doesn't he? That's why he tweets out videos of mosquitoes put together like the Grim Reaper, this guy who pushes death. Meanwhile, as he's complaining to social media, saying they're not doing enough to censor the people who are criticizing him, people like me, he says that as he passively pushes, you know, it's just really horrible how I'm criticized on social media. Why don't you guys do something about that? Nudge, nudge. Facebook is now being sued by RFK Jr., good for him, and his Children's Health Defense. They filed suit on Monday, the same day that Bill Gates put out this mosquito scare tactic. Facebook is putting fact-checking warning labels on any anti-vaccination posts. That's why I'm glad I'm not on Facebook. Triggering a lawsuit from the Children's Health Defense Fund, RFK Jr. They say in the lawsuit, the warning labels appear to flag disinformation, but in reality, they censor valid and truthful speech, according to the complaint. That's kind of what Twitter is doing to ban.video. If I put up a link to ban.video and you click on it, you get this big scary thing. Watch out, there's viruses there. You know? this is a bad, dangerous site to go to. Don't go to this site. It's really dangerous. And down really small at the bottom, really small, teeny tiny thing, says continue if you want to go ahead to that site. They will let you go through, but they put that interstitial there to warn you, to scare you about how dangerous the information is. And that's actually a lot worse than what Facebook is doing to get sued by these other people. What Twitter is actually doing, what Jack Dorsey is actually doing, is defamation. besides lies, besides censorship, it's defamation. It is an attempt, they say, to flag disinformation or dangerous sites, but in reality, they're trying to censor valid and truthful speech that they don't want you to hear. That's what they're doing to Band.video. By the way, thank you for supporting us. I really do appreciate that over the couple of years. And we've been able to build Band.video and the views that are there tremendously because you help us to pay for the bandwidth. You know, it costs money to run that site. And I'll just mention where we get that money is from the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. We have our sale there right now, 50 to 60% off. Top sellers, double Patriot points. We have things like Bod Ease, Living Defense Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, many of those things that you'll find now on special at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's talk about what's going on in New Zealand. We have the New Zealand Director General of Health. Czars. We've got czars. We've got director generals. These health directorates. And, of course, they're coming after all of you defectors. That's the way the medical ethicists, the psychologists were terming anybody that refused to go along with the social distancing, the masks, and the coming vaccine mandates. Anyway, this Director General of Health announced at a press conference the use of quarantine facilities. She said it marks a major departure from how positive cases have been managed by the health officials when New Zealand was last at a level 3. They've now gone back to level 3 after more than 3 months of not a single case. All of a sudden, they were shocked back into fear when 4 people in a family tested positive for COVID-19, for cold, or for another variant of the flu. We don't really know which because they're misusing the PCR tests, of course, right? So it could have been any of those things, but 4 people have a cold in New Zealand, so they've gone back to level 3, but it's worse than that. They say, we are setting this up and we're putting people in self-isolation, including everybody else in the household. And not only that, you are not going to get out if you don't submit to their rules. We'll go ahead and run that clip. We'll do that when we come back. Hang on, we'll do that when we come back. One of the things that she says, and this is really amazing, is you don't even get outside. They're going to isolate people, even in the same family. They're going to isolate each and every person. We're talking about solitary confinement. And you don't get out of your solitary confinement without their supervision, not even to get fresh air. She brags about this. She brags about how you're not going to get out of your solitary confinement. If they get a test that says that you've got it, you may not be sick. Not even going to get any fresh air.
The social engineers bet on you not having a memory more than anything. And they also bet, because they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4%, but it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent. You got to wear masks forever. And forced inoculations are coming. And they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score. And the UN is the boss. And anybody questioning it is censored off the internet and loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover.
The United Nations and the National Institutes of Health with the CDC are publicly conducting a 4,000-person study, spending tens of millions of dollars at Yale on 15 ways to brainwash the public into taking inoculations, basically squeezing you and forcing you to take them through guilt, through fines, through not being able to go into stores, not being able to get on airplanes or have jobs. This is forced inoculations. It's public. Gateway Pundit wrote about it last week. David Knight wrote about it this week. Stories up on InfoWars.com. So people say, oh, I'll just wear a mask. It's never going to end. That's just the sign of submission. Fauci admits that. Next is the contact tracing and the apps on your phones and the inoculations. That is a DNA vaccine that changes your DNA. This isn't a science fiction movie. It's happening right now. Compliance is death. Compliance is annihilation. Wake up. Wake up.
I'm going to say something right now That is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. And the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand?
Nancy Pelosi, Eric Holder, Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, and the list goes on from there, have all gone on national TV and have all gone on the internet and have been in the pages of the New York Times that they're wargaming, contesting the election when they lose. They know there's a landslide. If they're unable to steal it, they're planning to contest it and have Democrat blue states secede and hold their own treasonous inauguration for Joe Biden and the other puppet Kamala Harris. This has now been announced. And they're going to use race war and rioting as the cover to try to drive Trump from office. The Democratic Party, the Chi-Coms, the deep state are using Black Lives Matter funded by Soros as their cover to claim that if you resist their attempts at creating artificial riots and martial law, that you're racist. When in truth, an old Nazi collaborator, George Soros, created Black Lives Matter along with Antifa. America's fighting for its life, but we will win.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Talking about what's going on in New Zealand, let's talk about what's going on in Australia, because they understand there's a connection between them and between us. And if you understand that this is all coming from the CIA, the intelligence agency, one of the reasons why you have Anderson Cooper, CIA intern, hammering Mike Lindell so hard. They've got their clutches and everything, and they're the real government in this country. It doesn't matter. The Republicans and Democrats don't matter. It's the CIA that runs this. There's a couple of different parties within the CIA. They fight each other. But they're the ones who are really running this. And New Zealand and Australia are connected to us, not just by a common language, more or less. As Winston Churchill said, British and American people divided by a common language or whatever. But anyway, they are part of the Five Eyes system of intelligence. And so this conspiracy to control us is something that transcends these national borders, because it really is about the intelligence community. And I want to play for you this New Zealand Prime Minister, who is going on like a supervillain, monologuing about how they're going to do this to people. I'll read you some of what she had to say, and then I'll let you hear the final bit out of her mouth. She's talking about how, as they've now had four cases, one family in Auckland, New Zealand, population of, I think it's 1.7 million, 1.5 to 1.7 million people, four people, one family. And so now they're back up to level three, emergency. And they have escalated this as well. Before, they would let people go home and stay and go to their own homes for isolation. But now they're going to be taking people to facilities. And in those facilities, they're going to isolate family members from each other. It's going to be solitary confinement, because that's the plan. That's the CIA plan. That is the UN 2030 agenda plan. You've got to isolate everybody. Social isolation for everybody. Nobody connects to each other except through their cyberspaces, through their internet. Even in self-isolation, we have a risk of ongoing transmission to others in the household. So we're going to have to take care of that. So she says, we are quarantining everyone. And now we're also mandating testing. That makes us the most stringent in the world. So proud of that. Her globalist masters, I'm sure, are very proud of her. And this has now become a competition for all these bureaucrats to show that they can be more draconian than the other people. Because that's what they've been training for the last 20 years when they put out the Model State Health Emergency Powers Act. See, we do these simulations. We've got a, dark winter two. We've got a accidental release of something that Fauci was cooking up back there in his Frankenstein lab. Or it was those nasty Chinese who did it on purpose. But either way, see, we're going to run this simulation. We got news reports on a daily basis. Then they run this thing over several days and they bring in all these bureaucrats and military industrial contractors and intelligence agents. And they run a simulation and they tell them how they're doing. And guess what? They always fail. They always fail. And the news reports, the dire news reports come back. Look at this. We had a Supreme Court justice drop dead. And it wasn't even Darth Vader Ginsburg. 90 plus years old and all these other. No, it must have been the virus. And we got people in Congress and people in the Pentagon sick and people in the White House and people in every branch of government are dying. And it's because you didn't act quickly enough. You didn't shut things down with draconian regulations and you didn't prove this vaccine without testing it. That's always been the thing. So here's what they're saying. So now we're mandating testing, she says. That makes us the most stringent in the world. There are countries that are requiring self-isolation, but we're taking it a bit further. She's so proud of that. If anyone moves into a common area or is getting some fresh air, which is all monitored, no one can do that on their own. See, it's solitary confinement, and you can't even get into a common area to get some fresh air. They can only leave or be in a space to get a little bit of fresh air, she says, if they are supervised. Because, of course, it's a quarantine facility. And you get put there. Why? Because you test positive for a PCR test that is being misused, says the guy who invented it, who won a Nobel Prize for it, said you can't use it for this, but they're going to use it anyway. And they admit, the CDC admits, that they'll get a positive test if you got a cold, if you got a flu, or if you got COVID-19. It doesn't matter. If you get a positive test in New Zealand, you're going to go into quarantine. I sure am glad I didn't move there 22 years ago. But we have put millions of dollars into supporting that to happen. And then she says this. Let's go ahead and play the clip, video clip number one.
I've got a number of questions about people refuse, what do we do if someone refuses to be tested? Well, they can't now. If someone refuses in our facilities to be tested, they have to keep staying. So they won't be able to leave after 14 days. They have to stay on for another 14 days. So it's a pretty good incentive. You either get your tests done and make sure you're cleared, or we will keep you in a facility longer. So I think most people will look at that and say, I'll take the test. So as I've said at the very beginning, look, there has been no playbook here.
Yeah, there's been no playbook. Hey, this isn't a plan. We didn't plan any of this stuff. That's why I said yesterday. So did anybody besides me notice the fact that some people, not too many people, notice the fact that the U.S. Postal Service patented the capability to run the elections and to count all the votes everywhere? Oh, yeah, we got some new spanking new blockchain technology. We can do electronic voting and we'll let the post office run this. Now, that patent was filed February the 7th this year, before any of this stuff happened. More than a month before anything was locked down here. And they were still telling everybody, Fauci was saying, we don't need to shut the borders. This is no big deal. We don't need to do any of that. And so a month before that, they filed a patent to do electronic voting. How about that? The U.S. Post Office. Now, they're not going to roll that out because people that are pushing back against that, but people are now begging for this. Well, we need to have a secure way to do electronic voting so we don't have to go in person because humans are just so diseased and filthy. It's just like Bill Gates and the billionaire elites were always saying, yeah, we all agree that humanity is filthy and diseased and we shouldn't have any contact with each other now. But if they filed that patent on February the 7th, that means that they were developing this a long time before that. But like you just heard Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, say, but there's no plan about this. We're just reacting to this as it happens. It's just all organic. And, you know, this is just unfortunate. But it's kind of interesting how it all lines up with everything that they had planned to do, isn't it? They had planned for the U.S. Post Office to start counting the election and take over the elections. They had planned to take away our jobs and put us on universal basic income and to restrict our movements and on and on and on and to isolate us from each other. They'd planned for all that, but, you know, well, now they got a reason for it, right? And so when we look at what is happening with the, as she says, you know, we'll put you in, if you test positive, we'll put you in there for another test. And if you don't want to take that test, then you're going to stay for another 14 days. And another 14 days, another 14 days. You're never going to get out of your FEMA camp. Oh, that was a conspiracy theory, right? FEMA camps for people? Having all the families in the FEMA camps? Let me tell you what they're talking about. We had the Australian Prime Minister, unfortunately, have a Freudian slip as part of this PSYOP. And he announced that he was going to make the COVID-19 vaccine mandatory. And there was such an outrage that he pulled it back within a few hours and said, we will do everything we can to get people to voluntarily comply to this. We will encourage it strongly. Kind of like she's encouraging it strongly. Well, if you don't want to take the test, then you you can keep staying there until you take the test. And then you're never going to get out. And they can make you stay in your home and say, you can't go to school, you can't travel, you can't go anywhere, you can't do anything, can't work. If you don't take the test, if you don't take the vaccine, right? That's the whole point of all of this. And they're talking about that. I've got Sam in Australia. Send me a couple of articles from Australia. Listen to what this doctor who is pushing the AstraZeneca vaccine has to say. He said, well, you know, we want to eradicate the transmission of this, and so we know that we're going to have 80 to 95% of the population vaccinated. How do they know that? They haven't done any testing, right? But they got to have that. And this is what he has to say. Even those people, the key to this is to get everybody vaccinated. And even those people who are the curse of the scientific community, the anti-vaxxers. They're going to get you anti-vaxxers vaccinated. You don't want to get vaccinated, they're going to vaccinate you. Why? Because you are the curse of the scientific community. You are the defectors. You are the deplorables. You are the dissenters.
When the corrupt establishment began pushing Joe Biden 2 years ago, they knew he had serious cognitive problems. He has always been an empty suit that does what he's told by the globalists and their allied crime syndicates. Kamala Harris is even worse and does whatever she's told. She's bought and paid for by Silicon Valley, the Chi-Coms, and others. So she has been chosen because she's part African, and now anyone that criticizes her will be called a racist and evil, and she is now above reproach. Ladies and gentlemen, we must expose this monster for who she is. We must expose the fact that she wanted minimum sentences for black people 3 times longer than white people, and that the woman is a monster. Kamala Harris will end up being our president if they're able to steal the election. And she is a 110% New World Order puppet. Now more than ever, we must expose this monster. We must expose the globalists.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested.
Arrested.
Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, as I was talking about this quote-unquote scientist who says the curse of the scientific community are the anti-vaxxers. And we're going to have to make sure that we get 80 to 95% of the population vaccinated. And that includes those anti-vaxxers. The curse of the scientific community. That's what this has come to. He says, once a vaccine is approved for general use, it will take a minimum of 3 to 6 months for it to be made available to the entire population of Australia. During this time, it could be difficult for authorities to determine who is an anti-vaxxer versus somebody who's yet to be offered the vaccine. So the government should consider updating the current yellow fever vaccination passport issued to Australians who receive vaccinations before visiting high-risk countries. These could easily be turned into electronic vaccine cards and offered to each Australian. So there you go. You can't travel. You can't get out of the country without having that. And so we just make it part of the requirements to travel out of the country and into the country. And then you make it part of the requirements to travel within the country, part of the requirements to travel to school or to your job or anything, or to the grocery store, for example. This is where this is all headed. But of course, you know, Fox Business says that's a conspiracy theory about Bill Gates, that he wants to track you, to vaccinate you. No. He's trying to do something to your brain or something. In America, they said, the CNN poll showed that 1/3 of Americans would not get the vaccine even if it was readily available and affordable. That's startling enough to hear, he says. But we should recognize as a cultural extension of America, our population could not be too far off of this as well. That's why I say these, you know, we look at what is happening in Melbourne, Australia, the radical authoritarianism there, you know, going into people's homes without any search warrant. And the curfews and the excessive use of force, attacking people, physically attacking people by the police because they don't have masks on, grabbing a guy and holding him while he is surrounded by a literal army of cops, several of them mounted on horses while they forcibly put a mask on him. This is what's happening in Melbourne, Australia. And you've got the prime minister saying, yeah, I'm going to mandate vaccine use. And then this quote-unquote scientist, like no scientist is going to be that arrogant, no real scientist. Now, this guy is nothing but an authoritarian technocrat dictator. But they understand that there is a cultural link with America and with Australia and with New Zealand. And as a matter of fact, everything is coming together. That's why this is a global movement. The same tactics are being used by everybody. And of course, they used China as the beta test site. They used China to roll out this whole tactic. So within a day of him coming out, the Australian Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, coming out and saying that, and another person wrote to me from Australia. I got a lot of people from Australia because they're kind of the tip of the needle right now, not the spear. Cronus vaccine, Scott Morrison announces a free COVID-19 vaccine for Australians. See, there you go. It's going to be free. We're going to do everything we can to encourage. And it's not going to be, don't call it mandatory. Don't call it mandatory. As a matter of fact, there, like here, they say we've got to be careful not to call it mandatory because that scares people. And that's not anything that's new or unique to Australia or New Zealand, because we've had the New England Journal of Medicine saying we don't want to make this mandatory. We've got to be careful not to make this a law, because then that will invite due process challenges. We don't want to do that. We want to do it through corporations. And we want to do it through regulatory health demands, because then there is no due process. See, you don't get any due process when the corporations take your rights or when the bureaucrats take your rights. You don't have any recourse about it. You only have due process if it's a law passed by your elected representatives. And your elected representatives have passed all that off to the bureaucrats and the corporations. Isn't that convenient? So that's a tactic that they rolled out with a UN war on drugs. It was the UN's war on drugs, not Richard Nixon's. And that's the tactic they've been using for decades.
Incrementalism, the inchworm effect, successive approximation. First, they tell you only stay in your house for 15 days so the hospitals can stay empty. That was all a fraud. Then wear a mask for a month. Here we are 6 months later. Then they start making people at colleges and at big corporations wear wristbands
showing that they've been, quote, contact traced and tested for COVID. Then comes the apps on your phones and the global social credit score, now being rolled out by Virginia, California, and others. It's not coming, it's here. And then the inoculations, if you ever want to leave your house, which amounts to forced inoculations. This is the medical tyranny takeover. These are not classic vaccines that have their own problems. These are DNA vaccines that change your DNA and are having massive, serious side effects. Guaranteed, this is about depopulation. Bill Gates admits that. This is an emergency. Resist or die. The New World Order is here.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. We're talking about consent, aren't we? You know, whether or not you take a vaccine, what kind of health care you get. They don't like that at CNN. They don't like that in Australia, New Zealand. And, of course, the way around this, he made a Freudian slip as part of this psychological gaslighting that they're doing to everybody. He actually used the term mandatory because that's exactly what they're going to do. You can call it whatever you want. It's just like the New Zealand prime minister said. He said, well, you know, you don't have to take the test, but if you don't take the test, you're going to stay there for another 2 weeks and another 2 weeks and another 2 weeks. And so I think they'll take the test. And in Australia, he says, we're going to have a mandatory vaccine. Oh, I'm sorry. I said mandatory. I didn't mean mandatory. I mean, didn't mean to say that, actually, because it's the New England Journal of Medicine that says, no, we don't want to have a law. We don't want to build any resistance to this. We want to intimidate people with corporations and with public health directors to make them do this. And so the prime minister of, or president, whatever his official grand poobah of Australia said, was that we will make it free to everybody and we will do everything we can to encourage them. You know, like limiting your travel, limiting your work, limiting your access to schools and so forth. It's like, oh, bring it on. Maybe what we need to do is start limiting them from coming into our communities. How about that? How about we start limiting these central government tyrants from extending their laws and their agents into our communities by starting from the ground up? You know, as we look at this pathetic convention, and I'm not going to have time to do this because coming at the bottom of the hour, I've got Dwight Mitchell, who is going to be talking about some recent developments in CPS, and that's something we all need to look at. You talk about a situation where you don't have any due process, where they take your kids, they don't even tell you why they took your kids. You can't get any answers. They just put them in a, you know, pedophile network while they wrestle with you through their bureaucracy. He's going to be talking about that. But I want you to take a look at Kamala Harris. This is an article from Lou Rockwell, and the title of this is A Party of Psychopaths. And let me tell you, there is nobody more psychopathic than Kamala Harris. I'm sorry, it's Kamala. That's the way you remember it, that little jingle. I have to play that in the back of my head to remember how to pronounce her name, because I can never remember which syllable to put the emphasis on to pronounce her name correctly. And so this Kamala was bragging about the fact that she was had used her power to threaten parents with jail if their kids were truant, not going to school all the time. And I was not homeschooled. It was illegal at the time. I've mentioned before that Carl Hess, who was the speechwriter for Barry Goldwater, he was the one who came up with that great line, extremism in defense of liberty is no vice, moderation in pursuit of justice is no virtue. Goldwater called him his Shakespeare. He was one of the founders of the Libertarian Party. His mother, back in the 1930s, did it. I think she was a single mother. She did everything she could to make sure that he was independently educated, keep him out of the clutches of the state. And she was constantly on the move, like a fugitive from the quote-unquote truancy officers. I hated school. I thought it was a waste of time. If it wasn't the low density of the misinformation and the disinformation and the propaganda was just mind-numbing and soul-destroying. I couldn't stand school. Hated being there. And I had a cooperative mother who, although we didn't move jurisdiction all the time, she would write me doctor's excuses, and they didn't have any requirements at the time that if you miss X number of days, you fail. We had working for us a kid who was a salutatorian at the local high school, one of our stores, and he got seriously sick. And their hard and flexible rules at the time, this is back in the 90s, early 90s, their inflexible rules meant that he was going to fail if he missed one more day. Even though he had the second highest grade point average of everybody there, they were going to fail him. And so this is the kind of environment in which they have obsessively focused on one metric that matters. They don't care if you can read. They don't care if you can write or if you can do math, but you better be there. You better be there. Because they've got to play these domination games on you. And so to stand into the gap, you have Kamala. And let's play video clip number 4. She brags about what she did.
I would not be standing here were it not for the education I received. And I know many of us will say the same thing. And I believe a child going without an education is tantamount to a crime. So
but education
I decided
is not the same as school.
I was going to start prosecuting parents for truancy.
Mm.
Well, this was a little controversial in San Francisco. And frankly, my staff went bananas. They were very concerned because we didn't know at the time whether I was going to have an opponent in my reelection race. But I said, look, I'm done. This is a serious issue, and I've got a little political capital, and I'm going to spend some of it. And this is what we did. We recognized that in that initiative, as a prosecutor in law enforcement, I have a huge stick. The school district has got a carrot. Let's work in tandem around our collective objective and goal, which is to get those kids in school. So, to that end, on my letterhead, now let me tell you something about my letterhead. When you're the DA of a major city in this country, usually the job comes with a badge. And there is often
she's
an artistic
cop,
rendering
she's
of said badge on your stationery.
Hear that, Black Lives Matter?
So, I sent a letter out on my letterhead to every parent in the school district, outlining the connection that was statistically proven between elementary school truancy, high school dropouts, who will become a victim of crime, and who will become a perpetrator of crime. We sent it out to everyone. A friend of mine actually called me and he said, Kamala, my wife got the letter. She freaked out. She brought all the kids into the living room, held up the letter, said, if you don't go to school, Kamala's going to put you and me in jail. Yes, we achieved intended effect.
There you go. And Lou Rockwell's comments on that. Watch her eyes and her expression as she announces prosecuting parents for truancy, and then watch her get all giddy about it and laugh about it. And then talk about how she uses her badge to intimidate people. This is a woman who locked up a lot of people for smoking pot and then laughs about how she used to do it. Perhaps lying about it because she said that she used to smoke it in college and listen to, and I forget who it was. And they were not around when she was in college. She's lying about her age there as well. But they go on to point out, I found a checklist online indicating the traits of a psychopath. And all the boxes were checked in this 96-second video. Here they are. Glib and superficial charm. Grandiose estimation of self, the need for stimulation, pathological lying, cunning and manipulativeness, lack of remorse or guilt, superficial expression of emotion, callousness, and lack of empathy. Yeah, you better be in school. Let me tell you, I'll say it again. School is not the same as education. And if you don't think that's the case, then take a look at the test scores of the kids in the school districts where they spend the most money to educate them. 96% and up illiterate in places like Washington, D.C., New York City, where they've got the highest per capita spending. That's not education. It's about conditioning. And if you want to see what the end product is, just take a look at the streets of Portland and Seattle. We'll be right back and talk about how now parents who have kids going to classes online are getting CPS called on them if they don't attend the online classes.
You can really break civilizations down into two types, predatory and non-predatory, or oppressive, conquest-based, or renaissance-based. And of course, different types of civilizations and countries and political systems of history and of the present are mixes of the two. But with globalism, it is a post-human ideology. So it's scientifically geared to be oppressive. And the rationale is social Darwinism, that the ruling class are elites, and because they're in power, they have a right to rule over you, poison you, dumb you down, sterilize you, and kill you. So all the people wearing masks, like outside at the park and stuff, are living in a total hoax and think their act of submission is an act of working for the common good in a collective. No, it's a sign that you're a slave who will take the forced inoculations. The federal government and Yale are studying the forced inoculations right now. You hear that? That's the March of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO. With vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water. Well, we're 6 months into the COVID-19 lockdown, and now Democrat leaders are calling for people to be charged with attempted murder if they don't wear the masks of the symbols of slavery. And they've triggered their race riots around the country led by white, angry liberal academics and others. And now on top of it, the Democrats are officially saying, hey, Trump's going to try to steal the election and contest it. But then their internal wargaming documents come out with John Podesta at the very top with Kamala Harris and, of course, Joe Biden. And they're saying, oh, we think we're going to lose, but we're going to have the Democrat states secede, claiming that Joe Biden's won the popular vote, and we are then going to set up our own country and ask the military to remove Trump. This is officially in the New York Times. And I don't just believe the New York Times. I've been telling you for over a year, this is their plan from other statements they've made in the Atlantic Monthly, the Washington Post, the Financial Times of London, and the Council on Foreign Relations. This is their plan. We've got 80 days left to stop it. What are you going to do? I'm serious, folks. This is the time to save the country. I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. In the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand?
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Yeah, not just Beverly Hills cop, but now COVID cops, school cops. Parents are being reported to Child Protective Services if they miss their kids' online classes. I just played for you Kamala bragging like a psychopath about how she intimidated people. Say, we're going to define truancy as you not having enough days in school. And we've got a carrot. It's called the school. And I've got the stick. It's called my badge. And I'm going to intimidate people with my badge and threaten to lock up the parents if their kids are truant. I've got a lot of political capital, she said, and I'm going to spend it on this. She's happy about that. And let me ask you, do you think that she, and not just her, but bureaucrats and politicians, Democrats and Republicans all over this country won't do the same thing to you about these vaccines? They're offering that as a carrot. Take your vaccine, your kid can go to school. Take a vaccine, you can travel. Take a vaccine, you can have a job. Otherwise, you're not going to have any of those things. And also, we'll have a stick for you as well. You know, we may put you in a FEMA quarantine camp like they're doing now in New Zealand. And we may even isolate you, you know, for your own good and for the good of your family. We may isolate each and every one of you family members into, one person at a time. Because, you know, we don't want anybody in your family to get sick. And if you want to go outside, because it is a quarantine area, you're not going to get outside of your little cell, although they don't call it a cell. But you're not going to get outside into the common area to get some fresh air unless you are supervised and authorized by us. And we're talking about not just a FEMA camp. We're talking about solitary confinement here. And they're bragging about it, happy about it. Yeah, you're going to have to stay there till you pass your tests. And we're going to give you multiple ones. And so how is that different? You know, we've already seen that, before they roll this out, isn't it funny? You know, now we've got to have elections by mail and by the post office. And before this all started, they filed an application for a patent to do just that, to do blockchain electronic voting. And they've been working on this for years. But isn't that coincidental and convenient? What foresight they had. Isn't it lucky that they just had all this stuff rolled out, ready to go? And isn't it lucky that they just started thinking about this and how necessary it was for people to have MMR shots so they could go to school? Because, you know, people my generation, everybody had measles. It was no big deal. And there will be a time when you'll be telling your kids, yeah, there was a time when we all had colds every year or flu or whatever, especially those people who got the shots, those people who ate healthy and took zinc and, vitamin D and things like that. They didn't get sick that often, you know. But now we get the flu vaccine every year and we still get the flu. But and then we got this horrific new disease, and autism has now reached the vast majority of the kids and so forth. Yeah, that's what you'll be telling your kids. They started all this. They started all the mandates for schools, and they're going to use the carrot and the stick, just like Kamala said. And we see this happening now in Massachusetts. As a matter of fact, Massachusetts schools, from the Boston Globe, reported on this. They said some parents in Massachusetts are saying that CPS is being sent to their home charges of child neglect because they didn't get enough of their remote online classes during the shutdown. Massachusetts school officials have reported dozens of families to state social workers for possible neglect charges because of issues related to their children's participation in remote learning classes during the pandemic shutdown. In most cases, lawyers and family advocates said the referrals are made solely because the students failed to log into class repeatedly. Most of the parents reportedly were mothers. Several did not have any previous involvement at all with social services. A good example of this, reported by the Boston Globe, was one Latina mother who, like many parents last spring, scrambled to care for her children and to continue to work during the tremendous upheaval and uncertainty. But according to the Globe, in June, she was stunned to receive a call from the state's Department of Children and Families. They accused her of neglect, she was told, because the seven-year-old, missed online classes and homework assignments. I couldn't believe it, she said. A neglect charge that they're trying to bring against her, if substantiated, could lead to them taking the child away from her. While most of the parents featured in the Globe were ultimately exonerated, previous interaction with CPS, even if unfounded, can be like a scarlet letter for parents, writes fee.org. And we're going to be talking to Dwight Mitchell, who is fighting this type of thing. He was a victim of this type of thing. And then he started to realize that this is not just the action of one out-of-control bureaucrat that got things wrong. At first he thought, oh, this is just a mistake, which most people think. I can't believe you would do something like this. It's got to be a mistake. No. It's a tactic. And so he started organizing other parents. Now his organization is up to 11,000 members. He's going to be talking to us about an Eighth Circuit Court case that has come up. But let me just show you where this is. This is not just Boston. You know, a lot of you are saying, it's Massachusetts. It's kind of crazy up there. No, Tennessee. Reason Magazine reports Tennessee officials wanted to make monthly well-being inspections of every child in the state. A week ago, the Tennessee Department of Education, announced that it was going to start conducting monthly child well-being assessments of every single kid under 18 in the state. They could be by phone, by email, or by a knock on the door. On home visits, the so-called well-being liaison would be allowed to interview the children privately. Did the state set any standards for what sort of person would be given that kind of access and responsibility? Well, they had to be 20 years old and they had to pass a background check and that's it. Parents were furious. And now they have rolled that back for the time being, but just wait, it's coming. Because in Utah, they're saying, well, once the kids go back to school, the kids could be a vector to bring COVID-19 back into your home. So families are going to have to start wearing masks at home to protect themselves from the kids. See how they're subdividing, setting the family members against each other? And even suggesting, you know, for your own good, we've got to do this. How is this different from what this tyrant in New Zealand is doing? Instead of wearing masks in your home could become the new normal when Utah students go back to class this month. They suggested that families should consider thinking about their day-to-day routine, such as considering to eat meals outside of your closeness to other people, including those in your own household. In other words, don't have any family dinners together. We don't want you eating together, praying together, associating with other family members. It's not enough to pull the kids away. See, that's been the key thing. Everybody looks at the schools and they think, well, this is great because, you know, this is childcare, whatever. No, it's designed to alienate your kids from you. And now they're going to do it inside your own home in the name of COVID-19, because that's the MacGuffin that they use everywhere. All right, we got to take a break. Before we do, real quickly, folks, I just can't believe how this is escalating. And I already can't go to a grocery store because I won't wear a mask. I'm not even going to wear, you know, a pantyhose over my face like a bandit, like John McAfee did. So I just don't go anywhere anymore. And I don't know what I'm going to do if they don't get this thing off. I'm going to starve. You're going to see me getting smaller and smaller here. Make sure you don't get into that situation. Make sure that you get storable food. We've got it now back in stock on short supply at InfoWarsStore.com. You better stock up. Seriously, this thing is going to get worse, and things are really going to hit the fan when the election starts. One side or the other is going to lose, and they're going to think the other side stole it. And they're doing everything they can to pit us against each other and to starve us to death. So make sure you don't let them do that to you. InfoWarsStore.com, storable food, and our everyday essentials sale right now.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth. This is a maximum alert, a maximum alert. As of taping this alert, we are 82 days out from the election. As many of you know, in the last year, I have pointed out statements out of the Council on Foreign Relations and other globalist organs that they know Trump is going to win in a landslide. So their strategy will be to contest the election if they fail to successfully steal it. Then they are openly now wargaming. This is in the New York Times.
having Democrat states and cities secede from the union, just like they've ignored Trump's policies on coronavirus and kept their areas locked down. That is nothing but a dress rehearsal. They are saying they're going to have their own separate inauguration, not in D.C. They said in another city. Pelosi has said this when they crown Biden and Kamala Harris. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the organized civil war. This is their public criminal plan. We should be praying. We should be spreading the word. We should be demanding Trump go on the offense to expose this criminal activity. How do you contest an election in the year 2020? Well, you trigger race riots and you tell the blue states and blue cities when you're the Speaker of the House that you are legitimately now the president. That's what she said on CBS News. And then you're going to have those blue states secede. Yes, that's officially called a civil war, ladies and gentlemen. And the Democrats are backed by the EU, Hollywood, the Chi-Coms, and the whole globalist system. This is treason with a capital T. And our federal government is so paralyzed with cowards, they won't even stand up against it and do anything, even though our president has been exposing it. But here's the bottom line. You need storable food. We've got the best quality ready to ship to you right now. 2 to 4 week delivery. With 80 days out from the election, you need to get high quality storable food right now. In case they are able to pull this off, we're going to have a Great Depression, war on the streets. It'll make a road warrior look like a cakewalk. Get your high quality storable foods now and get ready and get prepared at InfoWarsStore.com. Get prepared. Just a few months ago, almost every storable food manufacturer was sold out. They were still taking people's orders, and many of the companies have still not fulfilled them. All the orders we got in have been fulfilled. Our suppliers, the best, the highest quality, the best containers to transport it as well. And they've got the food with 4 factories in stock. Takes them 2 to 4 weeks to get it shipped out to you. You need to order your storable food now. The world is much more dire. The economic system is collapsing. The third world's already starving to death. Food prices are exploding here. The farms and the production plants are shutting down because of the COVID hoax. You need to get your storable food while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a 360 win. It also funds our operation. But you need to get it, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, a year. You need to get that now and have that checkbox off of being prepared and being self-sufficient. We also have high-quality water filtration and air filtration at InfoWarsStore.com. They're an absolute must. But whatever you do, ladies and gentlemen, don't wait until a bigger crisis comes. Don't wait till everybody panics. Take action. Get ready now.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to be joined by Dwight Mitchell in this segment. We're having a little bit of trouble getting established with him, but he's there. He's working on it. We're going to talk about court cases that have to do with CPS. And just to underscore what is going on, this is something that is has been operating under the radar, kind of like these pedophile networks. As a matter of fact, the two of them are often tied together. But it is a multi-billion dollar bureaucratic industry that runs across this country. It's one of the things that Dwight Mitchell found out when he was snapped up in a particular case. And he responded to that by, first of all, he won his child back, but it was a very long ordeal, nearly a year, I think. And once he got his child back, he started to realize that this was a big problem and he wanted to help other parents. And so we've got him now on the phone. Okay, good. Let's get Dwight Mitchell. And let me tell you where you can get information from Dwight, because he's got a wealth of information. FamilyPreservationFoundation.org. That's easy to remember. FamilyPreservationFoundation.org. And last time I talked to Dwight, he had just put together a series of videos for people to educate them about how they may get a knock on the door and, you know, the vast majority of people haven't done anything wrong. They're eventually vindicated, but it takes a very long time. Children are abused in the process. It takes a very long time to even find out what you're charged with because they don't tell you. And they ignore all the rules of due process. And that's exactly what they're going to do with these coming vaccine mandates. They're already talking about how they don't want to get caught up in due process. But joining us now is Dwight Mitchell. I'll also give you his social media, Facebook and Twitter. Is the initials of the organization, FPF.org on Facebook. and FPFIORG on Twitter. So that's the FamilyPreservationFoundation.org. Thank you for joining us, Dwight.
Thank you for having me, David. How are you today?
Doing good. Tell people, on that website, do you have those videos that were so helpful? We played some of those last time you were on.
That's correct. The videos are free. We put together the series last year, and a lot of people have gotten a lot of information that they were just not aware of. We've gotten a lot of feedback on that and a lot of video hits and views on that. So it's free on the website.
And that's very important because most parents, when they haven't done anything wrong, maybe it's some crank in the neighborhood who identified them, or it might be like I was talking about in Massachusetts where they said, well, you know, your kid didn't log into enough of these online classes, so we're going to send CPS here to investigate you. And most parents don't think that they've done anything wrong, and they don't realize that these people are phishing to take your kids away.
That's correct. What most people don't realize is that they'll receive a phone call, or when I say they, CPS will receive a phone call with an allegation. So CPS is actually coming to your door to try and ascertain if the allegations are true. So they'll come to your house and they have no information at all outside of the phone call. What most parents don't realize is they should, you know, not speak to CPS, be respectful and polite, but just say, listen, I'll schedule a time to meet with you with my attorney, and we can move forward from there. But as it stands right now, my children are safe and healthy. Nothing is wrong. And you're not allowed to come into my house unless you have a warrant. If you would like to, you could step out on the front porch with CPS, but you're not obligated to talk to them. You just need to tell them that everything is fine in your household. And if they want any additional information, they need a warrant and a court order from a judge.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, the public perception of this, because this really has been kept under the carpet by the mainstream media, the public perception is, well, you know, we do need to protect children from abusive parents, and that is true. But it's a very, very small minority of parents that are even alleged to have committed physical or sexual abuse. A very, very small percentage of those, and most of them are not found guilty. But the vast majority of parents, there's nothing at all like that. And yet they still take the kids away. They put them into foster homes or the system. And during the time that the case is rolling through, the kids are physically or sexually abused.
Well, what's so interesting about that, when you said a very small percentage, there's only 4% nationally that are accused or have allegations of sexual assault, and only 12% have physical allegations. So 84% of the children that are taken by CPS are based on what child support calls negligence. And what that means is literally anything we want.
Yeah, your kid didn't log into the online account, the online class is enough.
That's correct. Or you didn't get vaccinated. Or mm-hmm. your child mm-hmm. was out sick. I mean, people will call CPS for anything. One of our members was sitting on the front porch with a one-year-old baby. Her daughter was riding up and down the street on a bicycle with her helmet. The neighbor didn't see the mother on the front porch, called CPS and said that the child was outside unsupervised without the parent. And this started a whole CPS investigation when the parent was sitting right there on the front porch. The neighbor just didn't see the child.
Wow. Wow. I spent most of my childhood unsupervised. I was riding my bicycle all over the place. I had a long range of places where I could ride my bicycle unsupervised. We did all kinds of little rascals type of things. Talk to us about this court case that's before the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Well, you know,
that you just had before the Eighth Circuit Court.
What's funny is that the court order from the Court of Appeals shows there is definitely something wrong in Minnesota. George Floyd just shows you that something is wrong in Minnesota. You know, we gave the court a 141-page complaint with 24 claims. And out of 141 pages, we got back a 16-page opinion that didn't even address the claims that came up literally with four topics they spoke about. And the four topics they spoke about were all inaccurate, incorrect, based upon the complaint and the evidence we submitted.
Let's back up a little bit here, Dwight, and tell the audience what was the nature of your complaint about the CPS system. There's multiple cases, right?
There's multiple cases. So we have the parental rights group. So we have 41 parents sign affidavits or declarations that they were being affected by CPS. with statutes that were literally chilling their parental rights in order to rear their children. So we all know that CPS and the court system is not supposed to interfere with parents and their ability to raise children unless there is significant reason. So we had the 41 parents, and that's our parental rights group. And most of you know that it stopped CPS from legally kidnapping children. And it's a catchy phrase or a slogan because, you know, kidnapping in itself is illegal. You know, you can't really legally kidnap a child, but that's what's actually going on because they're taking the children out of the home without due process based upon allegations, meaning CPS doesn't even have to prove the allegations are true to remove children from the home in Minnesota. So it's just purely based on allegation. And the judge gives them 60 days to try and prove the allegation. So your child is sitting in foster care where you don't know where. You may or may not get visitation based upon the allegations. And you have to wait 60 days to go to trial for CPS to try and prove the allegations. And if they don't, well, okay, here's your child back. Meanwhile, your child has been traumatized by being separated from you in foster care. So
that's right. You know, yeah, you should have, first of all, a speedy trial. You should have due process. You should be, you should know what the charges against you are. All of those things are violated by that. And, you know, you talk about kidnapping. There were a couple of CPS workers, and I forget the jurisdiction where that was. They were seen or photographed or on Facebook or social media wearing child kidnapper shirts. You know, we're child kidnappers.
And, I saw that, the pink ones.
Yeah, 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 exactly. They got fired, which is good.
Oh, did they?
Because, you know, it's kind of bad PR for them to embrace that in a sarcastic way, right? But it's the reality of what they're doing when they don't give you due process. When they take your kids and then do the due process later, right? We need to red flag these guys, don't we?
And what's really interesting, what most parents don't even realize, is that just based on these allegations, the social worker can put you on the state registry that said we've substantiated the allegations of abuse before trial. And you stay on this registry for 10 years. You can't get a job with dealing with children, the hospital, or anything of that nature, purely based on the social workers.
Hang on, Dwight. We got to take a break. We got a hard break coming up. We'll be right back. Dwight Mitchell, FamilyPreservationFoundation.org.
I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work. And the way they say they work, they change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand?
The United Nations and the National Institutes of Health with the CDC are publicly conducting a 4,000-person study, spending tens of millions of dollars at Yale on 15 ways to brainwash the public into taking inoculations, basically squeezing you and forcing you to take them through guilt, through fines, through not being able to go into stores, not being able to get on airplanes or have jobs. This is forced inoculations. It's public. Gateway Pundit wrote about it last week. David Knight wrote about it this week. Stories up on Infowars.com. So people say, oh, I'll just wear a mask. It's never going to end. That's just the sign of submission. Fauci admits that. Next is the contact tracing and the apps on your phones and the inoculations. That is a DNA vaccine that changes your DNA. This isn't a science fiction movie. It's happening right now. Compliance is death. Compliance is annihilation. Wake up. Wake up. The social engineers bet on you not having a memory more than anything. And they also bet, as they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about
where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4%, but it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent. You got to wear masks forever, and forced inoculations are coming, and they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score, and the UN is the boss, and anybody questioning it is censored off the internet and loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover.
I've talked to the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors, and what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of the piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, that has that sweet, nauseating smell.
Yeah, I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It's a sweet stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market, with over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites. Our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Lifelong Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Dwight Mitchell. And you know, as I look at the headlines, today we have headlines about North Korea. People are very up in arms about the fact that North Korea is confiscating dogs to eat. That's socialism for you. But people are upset about that. But they're not upset about the fact that we have children that are being confiscated in this country. You know, we had a lot of talk about immigration and the Democrats focused on child separation. Now, at the border, there was some concern that the children had been turned over to child traffickers who were trying to determine parental involvement there, and they're traveling across international lines, and so there ought to be some scrutiny there, I believe. And nevertheless, the Democrat Party and the Republican Party have turned a blind eye to child separations in this country, most of which are against poor people, minorities in this country, because they don't have the legal resources to fight. But there aren't really any legal recourses for most of these. You know, we look at the danger of red flag legislation that's being pushed to take away people's guns. You know, we take the guns, we do the due process later, as the president said. That's a very dangerous idea. And yet they've been doing that with children through CPS for a very long time. Again, nobody talks about that. Take the child, do the due process later, months later. And in many cases, the children are traumatized. In some cases, they're abused. And so we're talking to Dwight Mitchell with the FamilyPreservationFoundation.org. They're trying to do something about this. They have a legal complaint about what is happening in Minnesota. And tell us a little bit about this. One of the things that is involved in this, Dwight, if I understand this correctly, goes back to a court case that the Supreme Court had in 2000 that revolved around strict scrutiny of CPS. Tell the audience a little bit about that and what's the purpose and the nature of your complaint there.
Well, in 2000, Supreme Court actually laid down the case law in the Traxel lawsuit that says that in order for you to separate a child from their parent, strict scrutiny had to be involved in that. You had to apply this case law if you were looking at any lawsuit dealing with the removal of a child from the family home, because it was sacred. And it's one of our most sacred institutions and the foundations of our country. So in our initial lawsuit, the district court did not use Traxel. They used a 1998 case law dealing with police officers called the County of Sacramento. And so we argued to the appellate court that they're using the wrong case law. this case law is inaccurate for the case that's being brought forward before the court, and we wanted the appellate court to overturn it and to allow us to have our trial.
And so that's the essence of it. They're using a police case that goes back to 1998, and you're saying, no, the thing that should be controlling this is the Supreme Court case, which was about CPS and saying that you have to have strict scrutiny before you take the children away. And you're talking about being a lawsuit. This is a civil action, kind of like a civil asset forfeiture, right, where you don't have any due process, they claim, because it's not a criminal action. They haven't charged you with a crime. They're just taking your kids, just like they take your property under civil asset, right?
That is correct. It's exactly the same analogy, David. So what's happening in our case is that we said, okay, we're going to go to the appellate court, the Eighth Circuit, and we were just confident the Eighth Circuit was going to overturn this. When I say they were hammering the defense, it was question after question after question. We were just so confident it was going to be overturned that we received the opinion upholding the County of Sacramento case law. We were flabbergasted. We were shocked. So, you know, we sat here and went and looked at other case law. Like, so the Sixth Circuit just this year in March of 2020 had a CPS case, and they used Traxel as they were supposed to decide the case. And mm-hmm. So right now we have what is known as a circuit split. And that's really where the Supreme Court comes into play. When you have district courts, so it's not just the Eighth Circuit, there's other courts that are doing this also. They're using this County of Sacramento of shock the conscience. And the reason they do that is that it makes it more difficult for a parent to win a lawsuit, because the judges come back and say, well, it didn't shock my conscience that they had your kid for 22 months and then they dismissed the case because they found nothing wrong. So
yeah, that's a very subjective standard. It shocked the conscience. It's kind of like saying, well, I don't know what pornography is, but I'll know it when I see it. Or, you know, I don't know, like Cuomo. I don't know what a Cuomo, what food is, but I can tell you what it isn't, you know, and you got to have this food with your drink. I mean, that we see all this kind of subjectivism there, but it really should be strict scrutiny. And as you point out, in 2000, the Supreme Court had a case that said that. So you got the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals that agrees with that. And at the same time, you've got your Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, which disagrees with that. And you appealed it to them and said that we'd like to, because this is kind of like we see with General Flynn, I think. He had like a three judges that listened to his case and said, no, this is wrong, I'm going to let you go. And then the judge appealed and said, we want the entire circuit court to sit and hear this en banc. Right. All of them. And in that particular one in D.C., it's 11 judges. I don't know what you got in the Eighth Circuit Court, but you requested that. They denied that. But now you've got a split between these two different circuit courts. So you think you've got a pretty good chance of taking this to the Supreme Court, right?
Well, that is one of the primary reasons that the Supreme Court takes places, because the federal law is supposed to be applied equally across all of the states. So if the states are doing it incorrectly, that is when the Supreme Court steps in and says, okay, no, we have to have a uniform standard that applies, and we're going to hear this, and we're going to determine what the standard is. So we have a very good shot of Supreme Court taking our case and hearing our case. And so when we look at this, we talk about Minnesota and what goes on in Minnesota and how Minnesota is ground zero for this, you know, Black Lives Matter and George Floyd movement. When I say something is clearly wrong in Minnesota, we sit here and say, you have intentionally decided not to follow the Supreme, you know, court jurisprudence on how to handle CPS cases. So they're doing this all over, but they're like, we're going to continue to take your children. And it doesn't shock our conscience that CPS is lying, fabricating evidence, and doing all these things to take your child. And 60 days later, they'll give you back your child. And they'll say, well, it was justified because we were, you know, we thought it was in the best interest of the child to take your child and traumatize them for 60 days rather than substantiate evidence. So like if you're in New Jersey, they cannot take your child unless they can substantiate, you know, the allegations. So that's what Minnesota should be doing, but Minnesota doesn't do that. They come in and take your child like, right away, the same day. Wow. And then they say, we have 60 days to prove the allegations. So that's one of the heinous things about the Minnesota law system. And that's one of the fundamental things that is so wrong with Minnesota and their entire legal system. It's like these liberals are just, you know, saying we're going to do what we want to do, and there's nothing you can do about it. And so,
And this is a big part of the educational part of this. This is why I think it's so important for people to look at these videos that you've got there at the familypreservationfoundation.org, because people just don't understand that we don't have a legal system and we don't have due process anymore, because they use these bureaucracies and they use rules, and they say, because we've got a rule and it's not a law, you don't get due process, you don't have a presumption of innocence, you don't get presented with the charges and all these other things that we expect, excessive punishment and so forth. None of this stuff applies. That happened with the war on drugs, and people don't know. When Megyn Kelly was here at InfoWars, I had an interview with her. She was talking to me about civil asset forfeiture. I mentioned civil asset forfeiture. She'd never heard of it. I mean, her eyes just kind of glazed over like a deer in the headlights. What's that? Right. And so people have never heard of civil asset forfeiture. They don't know what's going on with CPS. And that's the key thing. When people hear what has happened to you and to other people in your association, they are outraged, because it does shock the conscience of anybody that doesn't have their conscience seared with a hot iron.
One of the things I'd like to bring out to most parents is that I want them to do two things if they do nothing else. When CPS comes to your door, just literally don't talk to them. Tell them everything is fine. And two, if you have access to the internet, just please, go look at our instructional videos. And just the first two or three, I have 35 key tips of what to do when dealing with child support, with CPS. And everyone needs to really look at these. They're free. I have PDF handouts. I have instructions on what to do. So there's a lot of information that I provide for free. And there's 12 units, and we're adding things constantly. I just added another video yesterday. I have two more. And so everything I do is based on state statutes and case law. So I tell everyone, if your public defender or anyone tells you anything, say, that's fine. Please provide me with the case law that substantiates what you're saying. And yes, it doesn't hurt to question people. But,
It's all about education.
Keep your mouth shut.
That's right. It's all about education, folks. Having your kids red flagged, anybody that doesn't like you for any reason, that could just be a neighborhood crank, or it could be somebody who is a family member who doesn't like you, or ex-spouse or something like that. It's very, very dangerous when you don't have due process. That's why it's important. Look at familypreservationfoundation.org. Also, folks, don't forget, we've got some great specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget to get your storable food. Thank you.